The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
The state of Florida in the southeast, as a matter of fact, to join us for tonight's 60-lap A-Main feature event, National Dirt Late Model Series, as well as the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, all represented tonight here for tonight's 60-lap A-Main event. Rick, we've seen a lot of races here throughout the season here, and United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series has really picked it up, and combine that, of course, with the tradition that the National Dirt Late Model Series has had. Should be a great show here tonight.
We're looking forward to it, Scott. And, once again, I'm joined by Joe Linebarrier and Terry Caton, and we're going to get this show underway.
Thank you, Rick Angie. Certainly a pleasure. And, of course, a big thank you to Scott McAllister up here, as well as our good friend Witt now. They're so accommodating. They got to get up. Witt's got to climb a couple of stairs here. He said, don't give me any lip. He'll beat me with the cane. So I'm going to be nice to Witt tonight. There is no doubt about it. Well, Rick, we've got five qualifiers for you to set the field here tonight, then a pair of B mains a little bit later on the evening. But nonetheless, these guys will indeed line up in the groups that they qualified in. And our first one, it's Doughboy Patrick Williams on the front row with the number 42 of Marshall Austin Jr.
On the inside of row number 2, it'll be the 46P of Darrell Padgett. Outside row number 2 in the 07, it'll be David Clegg.
Starting in the inside of row number 3, that's the fifth position. It's Anthony Florida's number 0 of Rich Pratt alongside Sefner Florida's number 33 of Jeff Matthews.
Travis Varnador in the 41 will occupy the inside of row number 4. On the outside of him, it'll be the 9W of Jimmy Waldrop.
And finally, on the final row here tonight, the 45, the Bricado Sandwich Shop-sponsored machine, Michael Cherry, alongside the number 22 of Cheryl Cochran.
So each heat race will be 10 laps. Three cars will move on from each heat race on to the A main, rather.
Getting the all ready from race control. Keep your eyes on turn 2. They're going to open the gate and unleash the horses here momentarily. Once again, want to remind everybody, 50-50 ticket ladies going through the stands. I see them down there. She's walking around not doing anything.
I'd buy from her if I didn't have any money.
Now, Joe, your wife heard that. No, she didn't. She's busy talking to mine. So.
All right, here we go. They're rolling out onto the clay by the bay, East Bay Raceway Park. Once again, want to thank all the people out there on RealRacingUSA.com listening in live over the internet. Joe, you and Billy got a great show going on with the Dirt World.
Yeah, Wednesday nights on, of course, RealRacingUSA.com. We just have a good time. Talk to local drivers, of course, affiliated with dirt track racing, but certainly nationally known drivers as well. So the list we've had over the last couple of months is pretty darn impressive, and you can tune into that on RealRacingUSA.com or just simply DirtWorldRacing.com. It's every Wednesday night at 7:30. Love to have you on board.
All right.
Attention in the grandstands. Attention in the grandstands. Jennifer Riley, you need to call home. Jennifer Riley, you need to call home, please.
Well, Joe, definitely got some packed grandstands here at East Bay Raceway Park. A lot of fans on here. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out. Going to be a great show we're going to put on for you as the field rolls off for heat race number 1.
Ten cars going to roll off in heat race number 1. Something to mention, she's back. Cheryl Cochran, first female to make a National Late Model Series feature event here earlier in the spring. Glad to see Cheryl back trying to make her way into this very competitive field with 46 competitors. It's going to be tough.
Once again, Patrick Williams and Marshall Austin will start off from the front row of the first heat race of the evening.
Going to do a little bit of obligatory track maintenance, trying to get that second groove moved up ever higher, get them down out of catfish land, and get them up there into the high flyers.
You know, Terry, we noticed over in qualifying earlier tonight, they were having a bit of a trouble earlier in the qualifying, navigating turns 3 and 4. Looked like they got that underhand later in the qualifying.
That's right. They were able to build up a berm. The guys were able to adapt and overcome. As it got later, we were looking. The lineup for heat number 5 has 5 of the top 6 times all night long. So some of the guys, when they were coming over to the trailer, were going, is that right? But imagine that. You turn in the 5th fastest time, and you're starting outside row 2 in the last heat. So just one of those quirks about group qualifying. But it looks like they're getting that outside groove worn in, and Rick, The man, the myth, the legend, Joe has went to his pocket. He's got a few lined up and ready to roll.
You weren't supposed to see that, but rarely do I travel, so I had to bring it with me. Just forget it.
All right.
That's an inside.
I might let you, leave it that way. I might let you glance at it once in a while.
You'll know it, folks, when you hear it. Those of you at home, you've just got to know Joe. His mind never stops. And he's got a laptop, all right, but it's just a little piece of paper he carries around with him.
Oh, gentlemen. All right, everybody into lockstep formation now as the lights are off on the Brandon Ford Pace Truck here tonight. Our first of five qualifiers to set the field for tonight's championship event. On the front row, once again, Rick, that's the number 38, the driver from Archer, Florida, Doughboy, Patrick Williams. Great success in this Thompson-owned effort in 2008. Alongside Marshall Austin. Further on back, the Wells Brothers effort of Darrell Padgett. And then it's the sod father, David Clegg. We're underway in turn number four.
Julian Mullis will wave the green flag. Here we go. Heat race number two. Austin and Williams side by side as they go down into turn number one. They'll exit turn number two side by side, but it'll be Patrick Williams taking over the top spot, but Austin on the outside.
Side by side, everybody down into turn number one. It's going to be Doughboy when the dust settles over in turn number four. Further on back into third spot, it's still Padgett. Fourth, here's Clegg looking to the inside in turn four.
Clegg looking on the inside, the 46 of Padgett, got the 33 of Matthews right there with the zero of Pratt. But up front, it's Patrick Williams showing the way as they go into three.
These guys have formed a single-file train, but Jeff Matthews says, no, I don't want it that way. Swings to the outside. Now we'll look underneath Clegg, but nothing doing in turn number four. Up front, Doughboy can't swat away the pesky 42 on the backstretch.
Patrick Williams leading the way. Marshall Austin in the second spot. 46 of Darrell Padgett will be that third transfer car. Then it's the 07 of Clegg, the 33 of Matthews, the 0 of Rich Pratt. Now Pratt up high, opens the door for the 41 of Travis Varnador.
Take a look back for that fourth position. Once again, Matthews got it. Clegg doing everything to take it. Meanwhile, up front, Marshall Austin now. Here's the move to the bottom for the lead in turn four.
Austin goes up high now as he takes the lead, but the 38 of Williams battles back low on the inside. He takes over the top spot as they go back into one.
Flip-flop the position. Flip-flopping right now into turn number two. Austin wants it. Doughboy desperately, ferociously trying to protect the spot in turn four.
Darrell Padgett back there in that third transfer spot. The 33 of Matthews closing in. Halfway sign this time by Julian Mullis shows him the halfway sign going up on lap traffic.
So successfully bypassed the slow traffic over in turn number two. So everybody able to cut through the clutter right there. Here's Padgett now. Padgett will swing down low. Matthews with nowhere to go. They're going to try to make it a three wide sweep in turn four.
Three wide as they come out of turn number four, but it'll still be Darrell Padgett in that third transfer spot. But hot on his heels at number 33 of Jeff Matthews. 07 to Clegg right now. Now he closes in on the 33 of Matthews. But up front, it's still the Doughboy, Patrick Williams.
David Clegg used to that wide half-mile flat-out speedway over on the East Coast tonight. Has to learn how to feather the throttle. Pitches it in sideways, and he's still outside. Trying to gain ground on Matthews, but that still won't be good enough. Must move around Matthews and Padgett for the third position in turn four.
Two laps left to go, and it's still the 38 of Patrick Williams, the 42 of Marshall Austin, 46 of Darrell Padgett, with Jeff Matthews right on his heels, the 07 of Clegg, and the 0 of Rich Pratt.
White flag will be displayed now. It's going to be for Patrick Williams. Lap flag being displayed as well. Marshall Austin, he's able to take the escort, comes underneath the flag stand.
Down the back stretch they go. The 38 of Patrick Williams now getting around the outside car of Cochran, the lap car of Cochran. Here comes the 42 of Marshall Austin right down to the stripe. It'll be Patrick Williams, your winner. Marshall Austin in the second position. And your third transfer car, the 46 of Darrell Padgett.
Jeff Matthews will finish in the fourth spot. Fifth will be David Clegg. Sixth, a struggling Rich Pratt tonight.
Jimmy Waldrop in the 9W, the 41 of Varnador. 45 of Michael Cherry. So, 10 laps, green the checkers, top three cars, moving on to that 60-lap A-Main.
Doughboy Patrick Williams putting that Bill Thompson horsepower to good use. The young man, longtime asphalt driver, almost got shown what dirt racing was all about. You had a slide job from Marshall Austin, Doughboy, he's been learning all year long, and he learned, okay, let's move it down. Let's run half of this track. Let's cut off that slide job.
And that's exactly what he did. He did everything he can to protect that position. Came home in the top spot of our first of five qualifiers tonight. Now, Patrick Williams, as you know, I mean, predominantly his short career, well, long career, I should say, he actually was asphalt. You're right. But over the last 3 years, been racing at Volusia and modifieds and everything he can kind of get in. So, I mean, he's definitely done his time. And now the relationship with him and Bill Thompson has just been amazing. I was talking to Martha Thompson earlier this afternoon. She's just so happy with the relationship that they've developed with Patrick, as difficult as he can be sometimes.
I'll tell you one last thing before we roll out the heat number two. As a guy that has driven several different classes myself, it takes you time to unlearn the car you had just been driving. So for him to go from asphalt into the super stocks and some of the other V8 Thunders and all that, and then to step into a late model, just really even, you know, is more of a miracle. Right now on the track, the second of five heat races, row number one, they call him King Kong Cordy. Number 78 on the outside, it's going to be the Gambler, the 00 of Russell Brown Jr.
Inside row number two, the 007 of J.R. Prather, the B69 of Ryan Bernhardt. I'll be on the outside of row number two.
On the inside of row number three, it's the 444 of Ted Erskine out of Tampa, Florida. On the outside of him, the 7C, the blue and white machine of Kent Corbin.
Row number four will be the number two of Paul Gibbs with the number five of Frank Erskine on the outside.
And bringing up tail on this one, and only running nine, had 10 in the first one, 9 in the rest of them. It's going to be the 24 of Dennis Williams out of Zephyrs Hill, Florida.
So, once again, 10 laps, top three cars move on to that 60-lap A main. Got T-shirts getting thrown out. Got our own gorilla here tonight, Terry.
I was going to say, I've heard of going to the dogs and other things, but we've done went ape. You know, the great grape ape, or you know, what was that? That's...
I believe they call him Bobo.
Okay, I was going to say, we're showing our age up here. We're talking about the great grape ape. But I'll tell you what, once again, packing in that high side. If heat race number one was anything, our leaders broke away, challenged each other. We had a pass for the lead. Darrell Padgett was feeling the heat all the way up to the last lap. Jeff Matthews slipped coming out of turn two. If you wondered what happened to Matthews on that last lap, he just got a little high, got up into marbles, and Darrell Padgett was able to basically coast in for that final transfer spot. Looking at this one, Rick, I'll tell you what. A lot of these guys never raced with King Kong Cordy before. A lot of them don't know Bernhardt, another Indiana boy. So you're looking here, you got guys that don't know one another. Could set up for an interesting heat race.
Should be a real interesting heat race, but as it goes like the last one, green to checkers, everybody coming out clean on that one. So the cars that did not make it, moving on to one of the B mains later on. Julian Mullis shows him the one to go sign this time by.
I'll tell you what, Rick, a lot of flagmen have got personality, but Julian is one of the best in the country, bar none, not only Florida, but I'll take him anywhere in the country. He does a great job protecting the drivers, but he also does a wonderful job putting on a show for the fans. If you've never been, come out for the Winter Nationals and watch him in all his glory. Just an excellent job done here at East Bay. Call him down, my brother.
Here they come to the cone in turn number four. Julian away with the green flag. We're underway. 78 of Cordy takes him down into turn number one. Russell Brown into 00B in that second position. And a 69 of Bernhardt. Behind them, they're side by side down the backstretch.
Prather slips coming out of turn two. He was on the bottom side. Normally some good traction. King Kong Cordy says, I don't care. He's got a two-car length lead as they come around to complete lap number one.
Bernhardt feeling the heat now from the 7C of Kent Corbin for that third transfer spot. A little bit of distance between Corbin and the 007 of Prather. Erskine in the 444 and the 5 of Erskine.
This race setting up like the first one. Your leader's got a good five-car length lead back to the third spot. The number B69, Ryan Bernhardt, the newcomer out of Versailles, Indiana. Hot on his heels, the 7C of Kent Corbin. J.R. Prather Jr. running in fifth. The 444 of Erskine sitting back there in sixth. The 5... The other Erskine, there we go. I thought I was seeing things. All right there together.
Cordy into number 78. Still a good four-car length lead as they head down the backstretch with the 00 of Russell Brown in tow. Then it's the 69 of Bernhardt all by himself in that third position. The 7C of Kent Corbin on the outside looking in for that third transfer spot. 007 of Prather, the field, nose to tail as they cross the stripe on lap number four.
right now. Just a wonderful job by Randy Cordy as the field coming to the halfway. Randy Cordy, first time in this car, I do believe, with this power plant. Used to be driving the big late model motors. He is getting it done here at the Clay by the Bay. But the gambler out of Valdosta, not intimidated by the big-time show guy showing up. He says, I know how to get around this place. Then you've got the B69 of Bernhardt running in third. Field coming down. Looking further back, we've got the 444 of Ted Erskine. Got a problem sliding all the way to the tail end of the field. We'll keep our eye on him. Meanwhile, out front, King Kong leading him down.
King Kong Cordy leading him down into turn number three. Really starting to pick him up and put him down, get a little bit of distance more between himself and the double zero of Russell Brown. Brown holding on to that second position by himself in the third transfer spot. The B69 of Bernhardt. Fourth position to 7C of Kent Corbin Prather and the 5 of Erskine.
Speaking of Erskine, Ted Erskine being shown that the leaders are coming. We've got two to go on the Clay by the Bay right now. Looks like Cordy is going to be free and clear, not going to get to the back markers before this thing's over. Right now, Russell Brown would love to see him catch those tail, see what he can do, but a white flag in the air, one lap to go.
One lap left to go for King Cordy as he heads down into turn number one. Russell Brown solid in that second position. All by himself in third to 69 up Bernhardt. Corbin in fourth. Coming up on the 444 up Erskine now as your leader comes out of turn number four. Checker flag in the air. Cordy is your winner. Brown in second. And your transfer is about the 69 up Bernhardt.
7C of Kent Corbin going to come home the first loser. J.R. Prather going to be behind him. The 5 of Erskine. And it's going to be a battle to the finish. The number two machine of Paul Gibbs and a 24 Dennis Williams. Dead heat as they come across the line. Give it to Gibbs. What a run by the 78 of Randy Cordy. Can't say enough. Like I said, when he's run all those tracks in the Midwest, comes down here during the winter, love to see him here. It's going to be fun to watch him in the 60-lap feature event coming up later tonight.
Once again, a nice, clean, green-to-checker race. Everybody able to pull their race cars off. All the pieces still attached. So the other cars that did not make it will move on to the B Main.
Rick, we were talking earlier, but for anybody that has joined us here in the crowd or on the internet at Real Racing USA, what's going on November 22nd? I hear there's a party somewhere.
At the Peabody in Orlando, the banquet of the year, the 2008 champion for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series will be crowned. We're going to chase all them ducks around up there, and we're just going to have a good old time up there. Tickets still on sale. You can get them either at uniteddirtlatemodels.com. Phone number's on the website. Also, you can pick them up at the trailer right here at the racetrack.
You know, if you want to come down, spend a wonderful weekend in Orlando at the Peabody, celebrate a champion. Could be about one of four guys. Joe's dying to say something.
Well, you know, I'm really glad for you guys, but that night we're racing at Volusia. So not only will I not be able to attend, but there goes the late model count. I mean, come on. I mean, let's, you know, realistically, that's the truth.
Joe, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but we're going to give somebody a lot of money.
I hear you, and they deserve it.
And here is our contingency.
That's exactly right. Here's our third qualifier here tonight from Valrico, Florida. Here is the Miller Lite, Hooters restaurant sponsor number 101 of Keith Nosbitch, alongside Lake City, Florida's number 26 of Adam Biedenbaugh. Further on back in that third spot, Terry. Here is Jacksonville, Florida's Fickling Construction sponsor number 5C, the locomotive Johnny Collins, alongside the number 41 of John Kellum.
Inside of row number three, it's the Asphalt Assassin, the number 70 of Jeff Choquette out of Loxahatchee, Florida. On the outside of him, all the way from Albany, Georgia, the C2 of Cale Simons. Inside of row number four, I call this kid the man with heart, the double zero of Billy Costello, last year's Lake City Late Model Champion, now running with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. We call him Chewy, among other things, but Lawton Minshew out of De Leon Springs, Florida, going to be on the outside of row number four. And we've got one last contender, the number 81, the rookie of the year for the National Late Model Series. We call him the Middleburg Mauler, David Whitener, in that number 81. Lonnie and Sherry Roberts backed entry. Once again, got a little bit of track maintenance. I'll tell you what, we're doing everything we can to make sure this thing stays two grooves. We'd actually like to see it three or four. What do you think, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? You saw some three-wide racing in the first heat race here tonight. So, I mean, that is certainly, it looks like it's about 80 feet wide over there in the turn. So, I mean, you got the room over there and the nice banking. So, I mean, these guys doing everything they can to perhaps enhance this racetrack here tonight. So,
Flagman's got one to go up in the air. So here we are, the 101 of Keith Nosbitch. Going to lead him down for 10 green flag laps. Looking back through their multiple feature event winners, former track champions, former series champions. This could be an A main on any given Saturday night at most local tracks.
Oh, absolutely. What's his name? Julian Mullis looking to shepherd his flock back down through turn number four. And they include Keith Nosbitch on the front row alongside Adam Biedenbach, Collins, Kellum, Showcat, and Cale Simons. We're underway.
Looks like we might get this one called back. No, he's going to go ahead and let... No, there it is. There's the caution flag. You said it. He's going to shepherd his flock.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't like the way they took off.
It's going to go on Nosbitch, the 1-0-1. Didn't quite like that. Nosbitch, of course, in charge to pull the trigger out of turn number four, but obviously perhaps did that just a little bit early.
Once again, one of the best inventions in a long, long time, race receivers being used here tonight. So race control letting everybody know. Flagman will start this race. So we're going to give them one more time. They're rack stacked, ready to crack one more time. Joe, bring them down to the green.
Absolutely. Keith Nosbitch once again. This will be strike two on him. Adam Biedenbaugh in the second spot. Johnny Collins and John Kellum. As Julian Mullis prepares to open up the gate in turn number four. Everybody now at a nice, slow, steady pace. This time Nosbitch does not want to be charged with jumping this one. Alongside goes Biedenbaugh. Here we go now. Everybody's underway in turn four. Biedenbaugh, he'll beat him to the flag stand.
Biedenbaugh with the jump on the outside. It was a clean start. Keith Nosbitch might have snookered himself. He brought him down awfully slow. Might have spun them Hoosiers on the drop of the green flag. But right now, the kid from Lake City, Florida, Adam Biedenbaugh, out front in that spreadly concrete, number 26.
And John Kellum being swallowed up, doing everything he can to keep his head above water. Here comes Showcat to try to move to the inside. Kellum will protect the spot in turn number three. Still rides fourth. Up front, still Biedenbaugh. Nosbitch rides second. Cullinan's in the transfer.
I got one getting loose coming out of turn four. It's Lawton Minshew. Backs up the rest of the pack. John Kellum running into four spot. Showcat way high, toting that front left. Cale Simons says, thank you. I'm coming on through. Here you go. You've got a challenge for the lead. Adam Biedenbaugh slams the door on Nosbitch as they're coming around. Next time by should be halfway.
Nosbitch testing the waters once again as he slid to the inside of Adam Biedenbaugh, but Biedenbaugh, he's able to hold him off. Here's Nosbitch trying to pinch it down to the bottom over in turn number four. Still can't gain ground on him. Collins still third, fourth. It's John Kellum.
Cale Simons going to be in the fifth. Choquette sixth. Minshew seventh. Billy Costello eighth. And Whitener shotgun on the field. Not sure. Whitener having a bad night tonight in that number 81 machine.
Halfway home.
The field being shown. The halfway to go.
Halfway home for Adam Biedenbaugh now as he enjoys just a little bit of breathing room by some half a car length. But here comes Nosbitch to chop that down now in turn number four. Nosbitch throwing the book at him, cannot move around him. Collins still third. There's Simons. Here's Kellum now. Kellum looking to move to the inside of Simons in turn two.
You know, a lot of people would say, why is Nosbitch running so hard? Keith Nosbitch does not like to lose anything he's in, and he wants to win this heat race. They'll re-roll this when we get them out there. They'll choose which one. They'll draw a pill to figure out who's going to start first. So Nosbitch knows this could be a pole position or it could be as far back as eight. So that's why he's putting the challenge on right now. Adam Biedenbaugh slamming the door with two to go.
Nosbitch peeling right down to the bottom of the racetrack. Right down to the bottom, just inches away. Now Biedenbaugh, he's able to get a good run on him on the backstretch. Now they'll have to encounter slow traffic before it's over with. The white flag is out now. But it's going to be Whitener right there in the number 81 as well as Billy Costello in the double zero.
Adam Biedenbaugh down the backstretch. Lap traffic very much going to be a factor. Costello goes high. They're going to be able to come on the bottom. That may cement it for Biedenbaugh. Biedenbaugh gets sideways. He's going to take it at the wire by a car length over Nosbitch.
Boy, he can.
Collins hangs on for third.
And Adam Biedenbaugh can put Billy Costello on the Christmas card list right there because he helped him out a ton. And Keith Nosbitch will not be in his all-tale circle of friends.
That's right, coming out of turn four, last lap. That right rear Hoosier just didn't want to grab for Adam Biedenbaugh. So, Joe, I was getting ready to say, Joe, would that have anything to do with a sponsor on your phone?
Oh, man, a good one right there.
All right, Terry, if the feature is anything like that last heat race, man, are we in for a good one tonight? Once again, congratulations to Adam Biedenbaugh, really holding off the catfish to 101 of Keith Nosbusch, Johnny Collins in that third spot. So those top three will move on to the A-Main.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rick, I don't know whether you could see it from where you were standing, but we are definitely in Nosbusch country.
Oh, no doubt, no
doubt.
There
was a lot of folks here wanting to root on at 101, but I'll tell you what, they've got another shot at it. Jack Nosbusch is going to be out in this next heat race in that familiar number 12, so just hang on. We might have a Nosbusch win one of these heats yet.
Jackie Nosbusch led in the last race here for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. The full race, almost the full race from the green, to almost the checkers, to lap traffic came into play, and Josh Peacock was able to take the win. So we'll get ready for another good one coming out here with heat race number four.
And you mentioned Josh Peacock. Did you see who's on the outside of row number one?
Right, oh, yeah, you are. You know, the top two cars from the last race. So here we go.
Still waiting on them to open the gate and let these metal maniacs come out and play. Well, I'll tell you what, Rick, this place is starting to fill up. We started a little bit early, might have caught some people by surprise, but the seats are filling up, the paint's going away, so going to be a good night. Here we go. I'll tell you what, I am so glad that Showtime Sean Smith finally cut a deal with somebody to put graphics on that car.
No doubt about it. The old orange 17SS, Sean Smith, Showtime Sean Smith, will start on the inside of row number one. On the outside of row number one, it'll be the 21P of Josh Peacock.
Inside row number two, we were just talking about him, the number 12 of Jackie Nosbusch. On the outside of him, in a unfamiliar car to the driver, but a very familiar car to race fans, the number 32 of Philip, the Chihuahua Cobb.
On the inside of row number three, one of the runners for the Pace American Rookie of the Year for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, it'll be Justin Choquette. In the J1, it'll be Jay Johnson.
Inside of row four, in the P1, it's Wallace Peacock. On the outside of row number four, we used to call him Hollywood, but now we just call him Joe, the J17 of Joe Kump.
And the final competitor for heat race number four will be the 12D of Chuck Julian. 10 laps, three cars move on to the 60-lap A-Main. Little track repair going on over there in turn number one.
They've got the shovel out. For those of you that have been here before, you know what I'm talking about. Making some marks on that wall in turn one, so you've got a little bit of depth perception as they come flying down underneath the flag stand. They need to give some type of depth perception before they end up on the front porch of the trailer.
You know, I just let everybody know, next year, 2009, RealRacingUSA.com will be back to broadcast each and every race of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series to bring it right to you in your living room over your computer.
Rick, for those that don't know, the Real Racing USA broadcast, do they cost me anything?
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. Not like some of those other series where you got to pay to play. This one's free.
No doubt about it. All you got to do is have a computer, a connection to the internet, and you're listening live to the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, plus all the racing action from that track, whatever track we're at that night.
And what is the www on that one?
www.realracingusa.com.
Got a southern thing going on there.
Got a
y'all
southern
dropped
thing.
The G, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm trying to figure out, are we going to podcast these later on? We give Jack something else to think about.
Oh, yeah, they're all archived. And on top of that, each and every racing video is on the website, including on UnitedDirtLateModels.com. So you can view every race from the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Now wait a minute. You're talking about video. What kind of series are we dealing with here now?
Top-notch, brother, top-notch, with the top-notch media going on for it. We're out there. We're making this thing known nationwide, the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Well, I'll tell you what, anybody that's listening, anybody that may be thinking about sponsorship opportunities, what a deal. I mean, we have got trackside, we've got internet media, we've got videos. The whole gamut is in play. I love what y'all are doing with this.
The first two W's in WWW is worldwide.
Is it followed by worldwide ka-ching?
Ka-ching!
All right, we better get serious here. The cars are rolling once again. Not sure what Jillian's, he's going to go out and play on the racetrack. Not sure what he's up to, but.
Looks like there might be a little debris down there in front of the flag stand.
Either that or I thought he might have had a problem. I had one night. I was flagging it up in Waycross, and the stick broke. All of a sudden, it headed towards the racetrack.
Waycross, that's an interesting little racetrack right there.
You be nice. You be nice. They've been racing at Waycross for 50 years, and they didn't have any problems till y'all showed up. Place hadn't been the same since. They knocked down the wall and everything now. But I tell you what, it is a racy racetrack. If you're not familiar with it, it can jump out on you. Talking about that race show, that number 17, that young man, Showtime Sean Smith, he did the interview after that, and he was talking about it. He said, I've raced at a lot of places, but that one I had to concentrate on.
His quote exactly was, I've never gone faster when I've stepped on the brakes before than at Waycross, Georgia. Another interesting thing about Waycross, you said you flagged there. It's got to have one of the tallest flag stands in the United States, but on top of that, probably one of the tallest towers also.
Yeah, you definitely get in shape there at Waycross. Waycross is just one of the many fine racetracks that the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series and the National Late Model Series race at every year. And as the season winds down, I'd like to thank each and every one of them throughout the night. But right now, we're at one of the best in the country. We're at the Clay by the Bay, East Bay Raceway Park. And we're going to focus our attention right now to this fourth of five heat races.
The Brandon Ford East Bay Raceway Park pace truck pulls down in the infield. Sean Smith, Josh Peacock on the front row as we get ready to go. Julian Mullis, green flag in hand. They'll hit the cone in turn number four. The green flag's out. We're underway.
Sean Smith going to show them why they call him Showtime, because he's going to show the way into one and two. Josh Smith, I'll get it out, Josh Peacock hanging on to the second spot. Philip Cobb in that unfamiliar number 32 going to lock down that final transfer spot as they complete lap number one.
Jackie Nosbusch getting a little crossed up as he come out of turn number four, gathers it back up. He's got his sight set back on the 32 of Cobb up front. Sean Smith really showing the way as they come out of turn number four. Peacock in that second spot. Third transfer position to 32 of Cobb. Now the 97 of Justin Choquette putting heat on the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch for that fourth position.
Jackie Nosbusch and that Tommy's Towing sponsored number 12 having a little bit of handling problems, uncharacteristic of him. Right now, we've seen this pattern before, one and two breaking away. Sean Smith and Peacock, probably a 5-8 car length lead anytime during the night. Right now, the Chihuahua hanging on in third. Nosbusch must have dialed some brake back into that thing because he's gaining back on the Chihuahua. Don't look now, but here he comes.
Josh Peacock's got that bottom groove figured out now as he closes within two car lengths of your leader, the 17SS of Sean Smith. Smith still showing away as they head down the backstretch. 32 of Cobb in that third transfer spot, spreading it out between the 12 of Nosbusch, the 97 of Choquette, the P of Wallace Peacock.
Leaders flashing under the flag stand, getting the halfway, five down, five to go. No change up front right now. Peacock just following in the tire tracks of Showtime. Right now, here comes the challenge of Nosbusch. Nosbusch looking on the inside out of turn four. Let's see what Philip Cobb can do. He's able to pull him down the front stretch as they go into one and two. Positions remain the same.
Nosbusch with the fender up on the quarter panel of the 32 of Cobb now as they head down the backstretch into turn number three. Jackie Nosbusch desperately trying to move into that A main, not wanting to battle in the B main, losing ground now to the 32 of Cobb. Up front, it's still the 17SS of Sean Smith, the 21 of Peacock.
Looking as they come around, two to go this time by. Julian says, give me two more laps. And right now, your leaders have got a straightaway length lead back to the final transfer spot. Philip Cobb still got the best real estate in Florida right now, and that's a free pass into the feature. You don't want to go into one of those last chance races. 12 laps to compete with your best friend to get into the show. White flag as your leaders come by. One more lap to go.
Looks like it'll be clean sailing for the 17SS of Sean Smith down into turn number three. Two lap cars in front of him, but I don't think that'll be a problem. I'm coming out of turn number four. Sean Smith will be your winner. Josh Peacock in the second spot. Battling for that third transfer position as they come out of turn number four, but it'll be the 32 of Philip Cobb. He'll be followed by Jackie Nosbusch in the P1 of Wallace Peacock.
We're seeing here tonight the guys that are able to get a feel on this racetrack, able to break away, seeing a lot of good cars struggle towards the back of the pack. We'll have a little bit of time before they go into their last chance races, but we're going to send a lot of good cars home tonight, Rick.
No doubt about it, Terry. That's a fact. But you saw in early in that race, the 21P of Peacock had a little bit of problems, adjusted that car a little bit, found his groove, stayed in it, held on to that second position, knowing that it's just good to make the A main. You know, he's got to add those notes to the Bible that he keeps in that pocket. So,
well, my good buddy, I asked him, hey, can you give me a cup of coffee? He looked at me and said, gladly, Joe. So, Scott McAllister, I mean, more than just your announcer, folks.
I tell you what, more. Scotty Mack, that's the guy who got me into this announcing gig. I got to lay everything on him, and it's been a blast. I've worked with him for many years, and now I'm sitting here with two of the best announcers in the country. You guys are awesome.
Well, certainly a pleasure to be on board with you guys. I mean, you know, when we're not racing over on the East Coast, man, to be able to be here for this deal, very exciting. My first night ever here at East Bay Raceway Park, so great racetrack.
Well, I was going to say, we're talking about guys that are really good. I've worked with several of them myself, Rick. He is so good, that being Joe Linebarrier, that him and Billy the Kid, they've got a little show on Wednesday nights. I have problems getting into it, but I know it's always on. So, once again, the WWW on that, same as what we were talking about before?
RealRacingUSA.com. Billy and Joe, man, what an awesome job every Wednesday night you guys do on Dirt World.
Hey, really appreciate it. We will have the winner of this event. I'm telling you, our phone book and the database that we've kept on all these drivers is incredible. But we certainly look forward to having the winner of this, and it is each Wednesday night at 7:30. Just go to DirtWorldRacing.com. And tune in, folks, at 7:30 on Wednesday nights on DirtWorldRacing.com.
Now, Joe, I know longtime East Coast time guy. That's 7:30 East Coast time?
That is Atlantic time. That's right. That's Atlantic time, not Gulf time. All right, Tyler Ivey, the Tallahassee Terror on the racetrack in the 47, alongside Lake City, Florida's Clay Biedenbaugh, Doug Horton in the house tonight in the number 11, and Carlton Jackson in that number 37. Mark Whitener, the Magic Man out of Middleburg, Florida, looking to double up here tonight in the number 5W. Roger Krause out of Plant City, Florida, the number 33. Bo Allen in his Real Co Recycling, number 71. Brandon Cameron out of Jacksonville, Florida, in the number 22. And finally, the number 16, that's Trevor Merrill.
So far, we've ran four heat races, green to checker, everybody coming home clean. Well, we got some fast cars in this one, Joe. Everybody wanting to get into that A main, and you know, the Magic Man, Mark Whitener, sitting on the outside looking in, got to get up to that third position to move on to the A main.
Take a look at some of the competition he's going to have to move around. Tyler Ivey, certainly with a lot to prove here tonight in that number 47. And, of course, the gunslinger, the Corey-powered Increed Systems number 6 car. As Julian says, well, next time by, we will be underway here tonight.
Of course, the 47 of Tyler Ivey, our Ziegler Engines fast qualifier tonight, also has a win with us in 2008 in the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Field lined up, side by side, heading down the backstretch. Going to turn over the call to the green flag to Joe.
Everybody now holding hands nice and gently in turn number 3. Now through turn number 4, Tyler Ivey sees the signal, and we're underway. Ivey and Biedenbaugh, they'll bracket race into turn number 1. Ivey with contact. Ivey trying to protect the spot. Biedenbaugh works the outside lane.
37 of Jackson right now trying to hold off the heat of the number 11 of Horton as they go down into turn number 3. But up front, it's Tyler Ivey. Tyler Ivey, your leader. Clay Beedenbaugh in second. Now Jackson in that third transfer position.
Brandon Cameron at the tail of the field here tonight, trying to latch on to that draft. Back there with that number 16 of Trevor Merrill. Big problems for Brandon Cameron tonight. Unable to gain ground on the lead draft.
The Magic Man, Mark Whitener, now trying to find a way around the number 11 of Horton. That's battle for the fourth position as the 37 of Jackson holds on to that third transfer position.
I'll tell you, looking deeper into the color of this thing, Whitener and Cameron 1-2 in the National 8 Model Series points. If it comes down to a provisional, Whitener is the point leader. So that would actually put Cameron at a possibility of going more than 100 points down coming out of this. So
Tyler Ivey continuing to punch the hole through turn number 4, and along in the second spot is still Clay Beedenbaugh, 37 of Carlton Jackson, holding on to that third and final transfer spot with no problem whatsoever into turn number 3.
Doug Horton back there in the fourth position behind him, the Magic Man Mark Whitener in that fifth spot. That's the 33 of Roger Krause, the 71 of Allen. Down the backstretch it goes. Tyler Ivey really looking good. Now going into turn number 3.
I'll tell you, just take a look at Mark Whitener, and he is stalled out back in that fifth position, unable to gain ground on Doug Horton. Meanwhile, the top three continue to step away down towards turns 1 and 2. But I'll tell you, man, Mark Whitener not doing what he needs to do in this qualifier anyway.
That's right, with Johnny Collins making it on in the A main. With his heat race third place finish, it is going to be a tough go for the 5W of Mark Whitener as he'll have to start deeper in the field.
Watching the number 11 of Doug Horton has been smooth as silk all night long. Problem is, he's in the first loser spot. He's one out of the show. Carlton Jackson currently in the transfer spot. But I got to give props to Horton. He is smooth as silk coming out of 1 and 2. Two to go coming to the white flag, Tyler Ivey.
Hey, just take a look at Ivy here, and he picks up the white flag. Should be able to complete this one without having to contend with the clutter. Brandon Cameron will not be a factor here tonight. Here is Tyler Ivy through turn number 3, now into turn number 4. He can coast home from there. Clay Beedenbaugh will finish in the second spot. Third on the night. It will be a good run for Carlton Jackson making the show. Fourth spot's going to go to Doug Horton. Fifth, that's Mark Whitener finishing back in the sixth position. That'll be the 33 of Roger Krause. Bo Allen in the number 71. And that is going to wrap up qualifying action for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, Rick.
And the National Late Model Series also is Tyler Ivey. He looks like the guy to beat, Terry, and it's going to be an exciting B main with these guys that are still on the outside looking in, trying to get into that 60 lapper.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Tallahassee Terror would love nothing more than to put an East Bay Raceway Park win on his resume. They saw him here earlier in the year. He came down with his big motor in, made some of the shows at the Winter Nationals, really loves this place, would like nothing more than to come out of here with a victory. But so many subplots going on. We were talking about the Beedenbaughs. There's two of them in the house tonight. So Adam and Clay, right now Adam's one up on Clay. So we've got that story. We've got Nosbitch. We've got Doug Horton. We got King Kong Cordy. You guys can write an entire book when we're done with this one.
No doubt about it. We'll be back with the B mains right now. We're going to transfer it back to Scotty Mack and East.
Nothing wrong with eating now and then. Yes, I did eat earlier today. Thank you. Well, Victory Lane celebration wrapping up. Down on the front straightaway is our first of three qualifiers prepared to, our first of three B mains, rather, the consolation races, prepared to take the green flag. Folks, these will be 12 laps in distance. Only two cars will move on to tonight's championship event. Only two cars from three B mains will move on. And our first first B main lineup, of course, it's Sefner Florida's Jeff Matthews starting up front. And in the second spot, Riverview's number 12. That, of course, is the Adams Automotive effort of Jack Nosbitch. J.R. Prather Jr. will line up third. And on the outside, row number 2, it's the Magic Man, Mark Whitener, in the 5.
In row number 3, it'll be the 70 of Jeff Choquette. On the outside of row number 3, the number 9 of Jimmy Waldrop. The J17 of Joe Kump will be on the inside of row number 4, with the 24 of Dennis Williams on the outside. Trevor Morrell and Billy Costello make up row number five. Top two cars will move on to the A-Main in this 12-lap B-Main event.
Rick, let me just take a moment and certainly thank All Steel Buildings, a sponsor here at East Bay Raceway Park. You see their billboard right there on the front straightaway. All Steel Buildings and Components Incorporated has added a $200 bonus for the fifth-place finisher in tonight's late model event. So certainly thank the employees and the entire staff at All Steel Buildings for their $200 addition for our fifth-place finisher tonight.
No doubt about it. That'll be a great thing for the fifth-place finisher in the A-Main. An extra $200 from All Steel Buildings right here in Gibsonton, Florida.
Also talking about adding things on and a little special promotions here with the late models. Now, you guys all season long have had a challenge that paid, usually, well, tonight it's going to pay $3,000. If a driver elects to start, regardless of his qualifying position or heat race finish, if a driver elects to start at the tail of the field in tonight's feature, tonight it's $3,000 additional, and that driver tonight is vying for the third place in points, and Sean Smith decided to take him up on it.
Absolutely. Sean Smith tied with Keith Nosbusch right there for that fourth position in the point, third position in the points, will go to the rear of the field. And if he can come out on top in tonight's 60-lap feature, it'll be an $8,000 payday for Showtime Sean Smith.
And I'll tell you, it just says something about that young man right there. Like I said, I mean, he's right in the thick of things for third in the points. And to compromise that and decide to take you guys up on this challenge tonight, it's absolutely incredible. So he certainly feels he's got good chances here at East Bay Raceway Park, and extra $3,000 he can certainly use.
Well, the field rolling out now as we get ready to go 12 laps in the Doughboy B Main event. That beautiful Brandon Ford East Bay Raceway Park pace truck leading them down out of turn number four. Once again, I want to thank all the folks out there listening on RealRacingUSA.com. Join us on the internet. Lights go out on the pace truck, Joe, as they head down into turn number one.
Getting ready for the scramble here tonight. Two cars in this first of three last chance events here tonight. And those two cars right now are Jeff Matthews and Jackie Nosbusch. Prather, Whitener, Choquette, and Waldrop. Then it's Kump, Williams, Morrell, and Costello. We're underway in turn four.
They come to the stripe. The green flag's out. Julia Mola sets him underway. Jackie Nosbusch leads him now to turn number two. Down the backstretch. Now Nosbusch breaking up. Here comes the magic man, Mark Whitener. Whitener up to that second position. Matthews back to third.
Mark Whitener reaching in real deep, trying to pull out that rabbit tonight. The magic man into the second spot. Now he's giving Nosbusch all he can handle in turn number one. Now through turn number two, Nosbusch will hold him off by two car lengths.
Down into turn number three now. Mark Whitener trying to close the gap between himself and the leader, Jackie Nosbusch. Behind him, it'll be the 33 of Jeff Matthews, 007 of Prather, the 24 of Williams, and Jeff Choquette.
Top two cars, it's still status quo right now with Jack Nosbusch leading the way. Starting to separate himself and insulate that lead over in turn number four. Whitener still stays the course in the second spot, but it's the 33 of Matthews carving into the transfer spot into turn number one.
Jackie Nosbusch really wanting to make it back into this A main with a challenge, as he was in the second position in the main in the last time we were here at East Bay Raceway Park. Mark Whitener now starting to lose a little ground to your leader, the 12 of Jackie Nosbusch.
Here's a little tussle back for the sixth spot. It's Joe Kump trying to hold off the hard charging number 70 of Jeff Choquette. Choquette knows time is running out and he's trying to gain ground, trying to move around Kump now into turn number three, but Kump holds him off.
Jackie Nosbusch really found his groove now in this B main, as he's really put some distance between himself and the magic man, Mark Whitener, in that second position. Jeff Matthews also losing ground to the magic man, as his two cars will move on in this B main.
12 laps, and they are at the halfway point right now, and only six laps separating Nosbusch from making the big dance. And safe to say, he will have to contend with the slow traffic of Waldrop before it's over. Waldrop gets the car sideways, loses a lot of ground over in turn number two.
Jackie Nosmich now closing in on the tail end of the field. It'll be Jimmy Waldrop, his first car to encounter as the move over flag given to the 9W of Waldrop. Still in that second position, the 5 of Whitener, slow on the backstretch, the 007 of J.R. Prather. He'll pull it down into the infield.
Meanwhile, here's the leader working diligently, trying to cut through the clutter here tonight. He'll take the wide exit in turn number 4. Oh my, right to the outside wall, but Nosmich successfully bypasses Waldrop into turn 1.
Nosmich really making it look easy in this first B main event. As he heads down the backstretch, takes it down into turn number 3. Next car to encounter in the lap traffic will be the 00 of Billy Costello.
These guys getting a lot worse now. You see Mark Whitener just trying to hold on to that transfer spot. He is uncontested right now for it. Has no problem at all. He can see Jeff Matthews if he takes a look out of the left side of that car over in the turns. Matthews, some 10 car lengths off his back bumper through turn 4.
White flag comes out. Jackie Nosmich around the 00 of Billy Costello. Down the back stretch he goes into turn number 3, weaving his way through lap traffic. He'll dive down on the inside. He'll cross the stripe. Your winner, Jackie Nosmich, will move on to the A main. Second car across the stripe, the 5W of Mark Whitener.
Third spot is going to be Jeff Matthews, finishing in the fourth position here tonight. That's that number 24 of Dennis Williams. Joe Kump gets credit for fifth. Choquette back in sixth. And seventh, of course, that's the number 16 of Trevor Morrell. Eighth spot's going to go to Billy Costello. That is our first of three B mains here tonight. And you just look at Nosmich doing everything he's got to do here to make his way into tonight's 60-lap feature event.
You know, a really unusual sight having to see Mark Whitener race his way back into the race in a B main event. The Magic Man has had a good season in 2008 with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series and the National Late Model Series. So got to hand it to the Magic Man battling his way back into that A main.
And here is Jackie Nosmich, ladies and gentlemen, in the Tommy's Towing number 12 effort, the Adams Machine, making his way into victory lane here tonight. Jack Nosmich out of Riverview, Florida. So the winner of our first of three Doughboy Signs and Graphics B main here tonight, it's Jackie Nosmich. Ladies and gentlemen, from Riverview, Florida, Catfish Jack Nosmich. Well, Terry Caton, our second B main brought to you by Doughboy Signs and Graphics in Archer, Florida, is on the racetrack, and here's your lineup. Out of Bunnell, Florida, in the Benny's Racing Equipment, sponsor number 7C, it's Kent Corbin, alongside the number 11, Pennsylvania's own Doug Horton. Starting in the third spot, that's the number 41 of John Kellum, and Anthony Florida's Air Gas Grabe Farm, sponsored 0, it's Rich Pratt.
On the inside of row 3, hailing from Okeechobee, Florida, the number 97 of Justin Choquette. On the outside of Justin, it's going to be Plant City's own Paul Gibbs in the number 2. On the inside of row 4, it's the ailing Bo Allen in that Snow Brothers prepared machine in number 71A. On the outside, it's going to be the Middleburg Mauler of David Whitener in the 81 machine. And on the fifth and final row, talk about some sportsmanship here, Joe. Cheryl Cochran climbing out of her 22 car, letting Michael Cherry going to be in the 22 machine. And on the outside of that one, it's the 12D of Chuck Julian out of Apopka, Florida. As we once again walk in the clay on the high side, want to remind everybody, Showtime Sean Smith might have to borrow a nickname that's already in use, but call him the gambler. He's going to go from the front row to the back looking for an extra $3,000. Looking through this field and looking over the points that we've got, most of the guys here, if they want into the feature event, they're going to have to be one or two. Not seeing very many people in this event that's going to have a chance to get in through a points provisional. So, Joe, this is going to be an elbows up 12-lap B main.
Yeah, it really is. And you got some guys here with something to prove. I mean, Rich Pratt, who we all know, I mean, certainly has definitely, you know, we know the performance that's capable out of Troy Grabe and this entire team on this race car. We know what they can do, but for, you know, all due respect to them, they have struggled here over the last several months here throughout the summer. Rich is just, you know, you hear different interviews that Rich has done, and he said, man, I don't know what's going on. We're just kind of behind it right now. And he's started started that way tonight. So should really would show a lot if Rich Pratt, of all these drivers, could make this program here tonight.
Well, Joe, two things. One, I've got to personally thank Rich Pratt. I am an employee of Airgas. We had an open house in Ocala yesterday. Rich brought that car out, had it on display, knowing full well that he had to come here. So, once again, want to thank Rich and the team for letting us use that car. Speaking of Airgas, he won the Scott Thompson Memorial Race earlier this year, so he knows how to get around this track.
Yeah.
But like you said, he struggled in the summer months, just hasn't quite found the rhythm once again. But that outside row, we saw it in the first B main. They were able to advance, so maybe there's something on the high side. But you know the 7C of Kent Corbin, he wants in this feature event. So this will be a good start, the 41 of John Kellum.
Yeah, we'll take a look back in the further on in the field there, the 71 Bo Allen. Like you said, I mean, really under the weather, had to really kind of give himself some fluids this afternoon. And what a testimonial that would be if he could indeed make the program as well. This one without Bo Allen, I would be very, very surprised. So watch that 71 from row number 4. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready to turn up the heat on our second B Main, brought to you by Tommy's Towing tonight. Here we go.
Well, once again, that high side is the quick way around 1 and 2. Rich Pratt slips back. We've got him side by side, 3 deep in the back of the pack. But right now, it's the number 11 of Doug Horton out front showing the way.
Yeah, a little tussle back there with Bo Allen. And, of course, that is David Whitener in the number 81 car, and they are really got the gloves off back there. Here we go. I'm going to shuffle them up now. Back for the third spot. Here's Kellum. Now Rich Pratt will take the wide exit in turn number 3, but he'll wash up, and now he'll lose the spot. Up front, it is all still that number 11 of Doug Horton in turn number 2.
Well, right now, it's the 7C of Kent Corbin getting ready to feel the heat from the 41K of Kellum. John Kellum, the man on the move. He dispatched Pratt last lap. Now he's going to slide up. Here comes Rich Pratt back once again.
And Rich Pratt with a high side challenge, trying to make it happen over in turn number 4. Now sets his sights clearly on that 41 of Kellum. Kellum able to get through turn number 2, very successful, but up front, Doug Horton continuing now to step away down into turn number 1.
Looking back, we're only going to take 2, but the race is for that third spot right now. Kent Corbin's in the transfer spot, but Kellum and Pratt both gaining on him side by side as they come around. Doug Horton kind of stinking this one up. Straightaway link lead as he comes down around to complete lap number 5.
And here's Kent Corbin. He's in peril of perhaps losing the transfer spot. John Kellum is on his way. Here he comes now, just inches off the back bumper of Corbin in turn number 2. Kent Corbin a victim. Here comes Kellum taking a look now to the inside. Now here he goes underneath Kent Corbin for the transfer spot in turn 4.
6 laps down, 6 laps to go. It's Corbin by inches, literally inches at the line. John Kellum got those Hoosiers hooked up and rocking and rolling on the bottom. Let's see who gets the drive down the backstretch right now, giving the advantage to Kent Corbin on the outside. Kellum on the inside, and here comes Rich Pratt to make it 3 wide.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a dead heat there for about a few feet, and now Rich Pratt, he wants to get his dance card punched. Here comes Pratt looking underneath Kent Corbin. Meanwhile, John Kellum surges to the transfer spot in turn number 2.
Now that Kellum's gotten clear of Corbin, he's making tracks, trying to go in for the lead. But right now, Horton has checked out. Looking at Rich Pratt. Rich Pratt not having any luck whatsoever. Further back, the young Choquette trying to get up here and make a move. But right now, John Kellum got a 5-car length lead on that final transfer position.
Here is Doug Horton now looking to slip Chuck Julian in his hip pocket over in turn number 2. Julian is right there. Flagman, oh my, Julian off the pace. He'll set down the number 12 car. Makes it easy for Horton to move around the slow traffic.
2 laps to go, and I'll tell you what, if that is what happens to the leaders, they come up on the back markers. Julian just minding his own business, and all of a sudden, here comes the leader. I think it might have scared him a little bit because he set it down hard in turn 2. That didn't bother Horton, that old veteran. He just went right on by.
Oh, my, big trouble, Terry, in turn number 2. Kent Corbin was just misfortune by losing the spot to Rich Pratt. Rich Pratt swung to the outside. Kent Corbin grabbed the position back, and the dance was on. So 2 cars now affected. That is the 0 of Rich Pratt and that number 97 of Justin Choquette. Big problems, bad misfortune for these 2 drivers in turn 2.
2 laps remaining when we go back green right now. Choquette, major body damage on the front end. Doesn't look like there's any chassis damage. Just got some sheet metal out there. Rich Pratt, not sure what's wrong with the driver from Ocala, Florida. The track crew right there with him. No hard damage. Just car won't refire. Looks like they're looking for possibly a tow truck. Here comes the tow mater.
Yeah, that is the first yellow flag for the late model events here all night long. So
we always ask this question, but what's got to be going through your leader's mind? He had a straightaway length lead. Doug Horton, first time in this machine, first time running with either one of these series, and now he's going to have to redo it all again. Two laps remaining. Is he going to be able to hold that momentum, Joe?
Well, I mean, you look at Doug Horton and how well he was able to get going there, really insulated that lead. I mean, he had it all handled, able to get through the slow traffic as well. This car is about as good as you can ask for tonight. John Kellum, I mean, for all intents and purposes, kind of, you know, running very well, but it's somewhat of a surprise that he was able to move around Corbin like he did. And then, of course, you know, you look at misfortune of these other drivers out here tonight, and that's put Kellum where he's at. But, you know, I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of you know, anybody stepping out of line to try to push the issue. I mean, they know Horton, certainly the class of the field here tonight with only two laps to go. John Kellum very happy to be in second spot, but I think what you got to look at is Kent Corbin perhaps seeing this opportunity on the restart.
Well, Joe, I got to give a shout-out to Larry Jones and the rest of the guys at Ocala that may be listening on the Internet. Rich Pratt taking that zero machine to the pit area. Rich not even going to try and advance with only two laps remaining, does not see any way of getting into the feature event. Checking with race control. Lineup is looking like it's going to be Horton, Kellum, Kent Corbin going to be able to hang on to the third spot. Joe, look who is
absolutely
in fourth.
Absolutely. The man with a fever in more ways than one here tonight. Bo Allen restarting in that fourth position. Further on back, David Whitener in the number 81. So everybody in a single file formation. The two-lap line dance about to take place here tonight. With Doug Horton, the leader, John Kellum at second, and Kent Corbin in third. Here we go.
Going to keep Kent our Corbin. Eye on second and third right there. Kent Corbin getting into Kellum, and you know who's liking that? The 71 of Bo Allen.
Absolutely. Look at David Widener. He's trying to cash in. Oh, my. Kent Corbin makes contact with the transfer spot of John Kellum. Kellum goes reeling on the backstretch, and the caution is out once again.
As announcers, we're not going to make a call, but there was definitely contact between Corbin and 41. That may have been the dance ticket that Bo Allen was looking for.
You're exactly right. Kent Corbin had the front end of that thing buried under the back bumper of Kellum when we went under the flag stand. I mean, here's a guy, desperate measure right here. So Doug Horton's still the leader. Here comes Kellum through turn number four. Does not appear to have any substantial damage to the number 41 car. So should see the 41 and the 7. Go to the tail here tonight. Now, Kellum's going to go back in third, it looks like. Or second, rather. Back to the transfer goes the 41 of John Kellum.
You know, Joe, just to add a little bit of color to this whole thing, I've got to put a personal opinion in here. I have never, ever liked that rule. If you're involved in a caution, go to the rear. But you know what? It's not my series, so I'll just sit here and announce. That's been a
some of the variations of that where, you know, you travel around, you see some different racetracks, but, you know, for the most part, they stay pretty standard with that rule. And you're right. Sometimes it's tough. And, you know, regardless of how we feel, how does that driver feel? You know, the recipient of contact out there when he did nothing wrong, you know, I'm sure he's not happy going to the tail either.
You know, we were talking about the asphalt thing. That is one of the major differences between dirt and asphalt. So here we go. Two laps remaining to settle this one.
Bo Allen can see a light at the end of the tunnel here tonight. Tried to move around John Kellum just moments ago, unable to do it. There's a little tussle, and Showcat just got ostracized over in turn number two, pushed right out of the lane. White flag for Doug Horton.
One more lap to go. The Northern Invader, Doug Horton, looks like he's got his dance card punched now. Whether or not Bo Allen can do anything, Bo Allen's got a challenge for third. It looks like John Kellum's going dancing later on tonight. Here they come out of turn four, checkered flag in the air.
Doug Horton moves on. John Kellum, Bo Allen is a spectator in the 81 of David Whitener. My, oh, my.
Well, Joe, so, I'll tell you right now, Bo Allen's favorite driver is going to be in the 22B of Brandon Cameron. If Brandon races his way in, Bo may have a chance of making this.
But absolutely.
Not, he's going home.
So some exciting racing there, Terry, for those 2B mains. Doug Horton really showing the way in that one. Kellum, man, he really had to battle to hold on to that second position, involved in a couple altercations, one right there on the backstretch, but he'll move on to the big dance later on this evening.
Well, Rick Angies, I'll tell you, I've watched John Kellum over the last couple of years. He has definitely improved his program. It used to be when you see John show up, John's here. Now when you see John show up, it's, John's here. So glad to see that for the driver out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Now Horton rolls into the winner's circle, the familiar Nosbitt name on that number 11 car. Todd Cruz to the announcer tower. Todd Cruz to the announcer tower, please. Okay, I got the wrong information. Tucker Cruz to the pit, to the office, please. Tucker Cruz to the office, please.
All righty, as we get the trophy presentations done on the front stretch. Rick, I'll tell you what, that's another nice thing that Ken Kenny and you folks with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series have brought back. If you win a 12-lap B main, you're going to get recognized for it.
Oh, no doubt. And we, pictures in the winner's circle. Of course, they go out to all the national publications and stuff. And you got to admit, to win one of these B mains, you're beating against the toughest drivers out there in the Southeast.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let him hear it. Doug Horton, the winner of the second B main, brought to you by Tommy's Towing tonight. Once again, Doug Horton driving that number 11 Nosbitt prepared machine.
And our final B main of the evening will be sponsored by Bruce's Signs. Custom Designs by Bruce's Signs is proud to be the sponsor of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Custom Designs by Bruce's Signs, located in Myakka City, Florida. 941-322-2721. Bruce offers complete race car lettering. He also has kits available to purchase. Give Bruce a call for all your race car design needs. He will always be glad to help you in any way. Bruce's Signs, 941-322-2721.
Rick, once again, I cannot thank the fans that came out tonight enough. This place is packed. You got to love it. So many things to do here in the Tampa area, and they come out to support the race tonight, the bands that were here today. We had some reasons for being there. We had a gentleman that was fighting cancer. They took up some donations. Part of that was going to him, but just thank everybody for coming out. We've got one more B-Main before we set the field for that 60-lap feature event later on tonight.
All right,
we got in the last one?
Rolling out on the front row in the C2, it'll be Cale Simmons. In the 07, it'll be David Clegg.
Inside row two, it's the P1 of Wallace Peacock. On the outside of row two, the number five of Frank Erskine.
Row number three will look like this, the 33C of Roger Krause and the 23 of Lawton Minshew.
Inside row four, it's the young superstar, the number 41 of Travis Varnador. On the outside of row number four, let's talk about another guy that has struggled late in the year, the J1 of Jay Johnson.
The triple four of Ted Erskine in the inside of row number five, and the 22B of Brandon Cameron. Brandon really wanting to make it in on this B main.
Brandon currently second in points in the National Late Model Series. So we're looking right now. Mark Whitener already in, raced his way in. Brandon falling to the back, not sure whether or not he's actually going to try and race, or maybe he's just going to play possum and take that point provisional. I guarantee you, Bo Allen's hoping he races his way all the way in.
No doubt about it. Of course, Brandon Cameron really struggling tonight. That's pretty unusual for him right here at East Bay Raceway Park. Top competitor, Brandon Cameron, in that 22B, starting on the tail end of this field.
I look through this field, the C2 of Cale Simmons. I mentioned Cale earlier. Cale will, I won't say forever, because the drivers get younger and younger. What, last week at Clewiston, we had a 12-year-old?
12 years old.
12 years old, wheeling a late model. Now, decided not to run the feature event, but definitely showing some promise. You will see that young man later on, I am sure, in the 09 season. But Cale Simons, currently the youngest ever winner of a national late model feature when he was 15 years of age.
Quite an accomplishment for the driver of the C2. And you nicknamed him the guy starting on the outside of row number one, the sod father.
The sod father. It says it all. David Clegg's family business for a long time has been in the sod business. And I'll tell you what, He can get it done on the dirt, on the clay, in the sand, so why not the sod, Father?
All right, once again, two cars going to move on to the big show, the 60-lap $5,000 to win feature event race with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series and the National Late Model Series coming up later on this evening.
Field being given a one to go next time by double file start. 12 laps to decide the final two that are going to race their way in.
Lights go out on that Brandon Ford pace truck as he pulls away from the field. Cale Simons and David Clegg make up the front row. Top two cars move on as they head down the backstretch.
Couple of cars to watch. Watch the P1 of Wallace Peacock on the inside of row two. Plenty of laps around here. Knows how to get it done.
Julian Mullis with his finger on the trigger. Green flag waves. We're underway. And Simons and Clegg side by side down into one. Clegg with a good advantage gets a little crossed up coming out of turn number two. And Simons will take over the top spot. But Clegg will battle back on the outside.
David Clegg, the old timer versus the kid. Side by side as they come out of turn four. Give it to Clegg at the stripe by half a car length.
Wallace Peacock in the P1 right there in the mix with the 5 of Erskine in that fourth position. A 33 of Krause in the fifth spot. Vonderdoor trying to take that position away.
For those of you that are tracking the pace of Brandon Cameron, Brandon off the pace and the tail of the field. But David Clegg says, I don't care what he's doing back there. I'm taking this one to the house. A 5 car length lead. Cale Simons slips. Here comes Peacock.
Peacock took it on the inside now of Simons as they come out of turn number four. But up front in this Bruce's Signs B Main, it's all David Clegg in the 07.
Wallace Peacock trying to go around the knob here at the Clay by the Bay, getting the run down the backstretch. Peacock got the lead, or got the position, sorry, hit the second spot. Your leader kind of checking out Clegg there.
Peacock sliding up high. Simons trying to take that transfer spot back. But now Wallace Peacock starting to put a little distance between himself and the C2 of Simons.
Lawton Minshew slow coming out of turn four. We'll see if Chewy can get it pulled down into the infield. DeLeon Springs, Lawton Minshew pulling it off, getting out of the way.
Simons trying to make the move on Peacock, but he gets a little crossed up over in turn number four. Loses a lot of ground to the second place car. 41 of Vonderdoor now trying to take that third position away from the C2 of Simon.
I'll tell you what, we talk about a bunch of youngsters and kids to watch. That young man in the 41, that's a superstar in the making. What a place to have as a home track here at East Bay Raceway Park. But Travis Vonderdoor, been traveling a little bit around the southeast, built a name for himself. He is going to be one to watch in the years to come.
The one we're watching right now, the 07, the sod father, David Clegg, with a good lead over the P1 of Wallace Peacock. Third position, the C2 of Simon. Vonderdoor in that fourth spot. And your fifth position, Erskine, in the number five.
David Clegg coming through three into four. Comfortable lead just out front, stroking it. Wallace Peacock got about the same lead over the third spot. That is the battle on the racetrack. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. You can cover them up with a little blanket.
Racetrack starting to blacken up now as the speed's starting to increase. David Clegg really handled it now, coming out of turn number four. Clegg, your leader. Peacock in that second position. Good battle between for that third spot with the 41 of Barnador and the C2 of Simon.
Rick, I got to ask the question. Brandon Cameron still out there making laps. Not sure what this young man's doing, but you got to give him credit. He could have pulled in, taken the points provisional, but he's out there putting laps on that 22 machine. Two to go for your leader, David Clegg.
Well, Brandon Cameron probably trying to sort that race car out as he's had problems all night long trying to get that car hooked up. As the 07 of David Clegg starting to close in, but he'll get the white flag coming across the stripe.
Second place, Wallace Peacock, half a straightaway length lead, comfortable. As we come around, your leader halfway down the famed backstretch at East Bay Raceway Park, David Clegg rolls it into three, eases it out of four. Checkered flag in the air for the sod father. The P1 of Wallace Peacock going to be the final transfer. Now all we've got to do is that point dance to find out who's going to make it and who's going home.
It's going to add three cars to the tail end of that field as the provisionals. But your winner tonight's Bruce's Signs, B Main. It'll be the 07 Nassad father, David Clegg.
Rick, we definitely want to thank all three of the sponsors of the 3B Mains tonight. The first one brought to you by Doughboy Signs out of Archer, Florida. Then you've got Tommy's Towing from right here in Tampa, Florida. And I'm going to let you have the Bruce's Signs hometown there. I always get that one tongue-tied.
Myakka City, Florida. Bruce's Signs been with us all year here for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Really like to have Bruce on board. Does some fine work. Some nice license plates that we got out here we're going to give away later on this evening. The second B Main, sponsored by Bruce's Signs.
I was going to say, are you ready to turn this one over to the home team?
Well, let the home team have it. Want to remind everybody, Inside Florida Racing this Monday night, Todd Hutto will be the premier guest on that show, along with Sean Rudiman, the spotter for David Rudiman. So make sure you tune in, Inside Florida Racing, Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. All right, right now I'm going to turn it over to Rob Elting and CC Brooks of Inside Florida Racing.
Good evening, everyone. Are you having fun tonight?
Here in the later 2008 racing season here in Florida, he's been on a campaign. They actually went to Phoenix City, East Alabama, for the National 100 last weekend, their second trip up there. And of course, you know, he's just done so well. Friday night, we talked about the Ocala campaign. He had five laps in the books before losing the drive shaft out of the number 38, the Rick Bliss Construction-sponsored machine. But tell you what, man, Patrick looked pretty strong earlier this afternoon. He first, first quick qualifier. One of only a handful of drivers in that elite 16-second bracket tonight.
Joe, I'll tell you what. I talked with Miss Martha earlier today. That would be Scott Thompson's mother. The twins are here. The whole family's here. Racing has been in the Thompson family for years, and nothing would make them happier to end the season with that 38 machine in victory lane here at East Bay Raceway Park. So there's a lot of people besides Patrick going to want to drive that car tonight with their hearts. So keep your eye out on the 38 and also watch on the turn one stands. You'll watch Miss Martha drive that car every lap tonight.
Yeah, you guys sure remember Volusia Speedway Park, where you had to go to the rear of the field, came back, the entire crowd on their feet. Had a chance for the win, but the car kind of went away on him, but still had a great finish up there. And once again, a fan favorite, Patrick Williams.
Well, gentlemen, we've been talking about him all night long. They call him King Kong for many years, but Randy Cordy in that 78 is going to have to be dealt with. Inside row number two. Man, what about it? First time running with either one of these series, potentially walking out of here $5,000 richer. So he's won a lot of big races and a lot of different tracks.
Yeah, not a lot of flash out of the team tonight either. I mean, basically prepared number 78, but it certainly performs where it needs to. You're right. I mean, starting third here tonight, Randy Cordy, obviously, this racetrack suits his driving style. You know, you look on further on back, you talked about the Scott Thompson Memorial earlier, well, in the summer of 2008. Adam Biedenbaugh, he did finish second there, folks, in that number 26. So we'll watch him here as he goes off from the fourth starter, the fifth starting position tonight. Heath Nosbitt, what can you say? I mean, he is indeed the guy that owns this racetrack. I mean, he knows certainly how to get around it. Many, many wins here. To his credit, that's in the 101. Johnny Collins, perhaps the winningest driver of the 2008 season. If you really take all the racetracks here in Florida, you take the late models, Johnny Collins got to have them all beat, man.
Well, and that's another thing, too, we got to think about. Johnny Collins only leading Mark Whitener by 100 points. Is he going to tiptoe through this race, try and run conservative, or is he going to do what he usually does, and the reason they call him the locomotive, try and go right to the front?
I was
going to
say, Rick, you don't know Johnny Collins if you got to ask that question. When Johnny Collins' feet hit the floor in the morning, he's going full tilt. He's pouring the coal to it, black smoke coming out of that locomotive. He will not be mid-pack for very long. But with that said, is he going to the front, or will he take himself out with that charge?
That's a good question, Terry. Also back here, the magic man, Mark Whitener. You know, kind of unusual for him to have a bad starting position at any racetrack, starting towards the rear of the field. But once again, it's only 100 points deciding this thing between himself and the locomotive, Johnny Collins.
Watch Mark Whitener mature over the last couple of years. Mark used to be one that I would say 10 laps into this thing, the car would be junk, he'd be in the pit, and there'd, you know, he'd have a sad look on his face. Tonight, I think you've got a different driver. He's got a chance to do something not done, I don't know that ever, in Florida-Georgia racing. He's looking at two championships in 1 year. So he's pretty smart. He's laid back. The crew, I talked to them in between the races, says he's pretty calm. He's got his old rival, nemesis, and friend on the outside of him, Bo Allen, the 71. So maybe the two North Florida boys can hook up and go to the front.
Drivers, once, crews, once you have your drivers strapped in, please exit the speedway. Drivers, please get strapped in. Crews, once you have your drivers strapped in, please exit the speedway.
Joe, we were talking earlier today about the driver in the number 46 machine driving for Mr. Wells, Darrell Padgett. This would simply be the biggest win for Darrell Padgett if he was able to pull it off in that number 46 machine.
I was talking to Darrell Padgett earlier this afternoon. He's in good spirits. He knows how important, of course, his relationship with Mr. Wells is. And Mr. Wells, I tell you, from Wells Brothers Farms, Richard Wells, I tell you, he just does a great job. And he saw the talent in Darrell Padgett. Darrell, of course, one of those drivers that formerly with the National Late Model Sportsman Series for several years with Ray Miller and the gang. But this relationship with Mr. Wells and Darrell Padgett has developed into something pretty special. And Darrell certainly doing his part and doing very well in that race car. But you're right. I mean, you look at a race like this, the finale is these two series come together, and to pick up a win in this, the Wells Brothers Ford, the number 46, would certainly be the biggest for this young man.
Looking back through here, we get to the outside of row number 7. I've been calling him a Chihuahua all night, and his lovely wife gave me that name for Philip Cobb. Philip in a brand new car, like we were talking earlier, Roger Krause stepping out of his familiar number 32, going over to drive one of the Nighthawk Towing Matthews prepared machines. Philip in at 32, mid-pack, what do you think?
Well, I mean, Phil Cobb, and Rick can certainly expand on this. Rick, Philip Cobb knows this racetrack. I mean, this is where he started. This is where he's got many, many laps. And, you know, you start mid-pack here, certainly you want to cut through the clutter. You want to make your way towards the front for more reasons than one. But I think Phil Cobb's chances are just about as good as anybody out here.
And he's in a car that's good on this racetrack. You know, it's run up front many times on this racetrack. And you're right, Philip Cobb has got a lot of laps on this racetrack, and it does matter here at East Bay Raceway Park.
David Clegg racing his way in tonight in our final B main. That, of course, is the 07. And I'll tell you, man, we try to coin nicknames for these drivers. Well, we call him the Sod Father. And, Terry, that's got to be one of the best ones ever. Comes to us out of Bunnell, Florida, and he's got a huge sod farm there. He's got J&J Recycling on board. Of course, Bunnell Auto Supply gets a lot of help from Dave's A1 Auto Parts. The 07, David Clegg, out of Bunnell, Florida, making the program here tonight by way of our final B main.
Joe, we coined this phrase back in July. I would say David is the sod father of the Murphy Mafia.
Oh, very well. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it, man. Very nice.
Now, Dick's probably going to want some royalty off of that one, knowing Murph, but anyway, we are just moments away from the final 60 laps of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. But ladies and gentlemen, if you need some more racing, if you're jonesing to see the National Late Model Series, they've got two more events left right back next weekend up the road in Golden Isle Speedway. They're going to be in there, and then they're going to finish up on Thanksgiving weekend at the Cochran Motor Speedway. So we have got several races going on in Thanksgiving. You just heard the breaking news. You're going to have the Turkey Trot race right here at East Bay Raceway Park on Thanksgiving or the day after. You've also got action going on at Lake City Speedway. And then, like I said, the National Late Model Series is going to be in Cochran, Georgia. So plenty to do after you carve the Thanksgiving turkey.
All right, guys, looks like we got the drivers strapped in. Final preparations being made. Got Liz here from North Florida Speedway. We're going to give the command. Liz, the four most famous words in motorsports.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Fire them up. Let's go late model racing.
Well, Joe, as the field rolls away, 60 green flag laps to settle one championship. We talked all night long about Mark Whitener maybe being able to sock away the National Late Model Series championship, but Brandon Cameron making it in on the points provisional. So
You see Sean Smith now, who was scheduled to start on the outside of row number one. He will fall back and let the field swallow him up here tonight and start dead last in this 24-car field for 60 laps and perhaps an additional $300 if Sean, $3,000. Add another zero to that.
I was going to say, I was just wondering, did Sean change motors in between?
Yeah.
But he's actually going back for that $3,000.
Yeah, for the three
motor.
Grand. And, of course, and just to be able to claw your way through this 24-car field is certainly going to be quite a task for him tonight. But I think he's got the ability. He is certainly up for it. Sean Smith will let the field swallow him up here in just a moment.
All right, we got to thank Ball Steel Buildings, of course, out of Gibsonton, Florida. Put an extra $200 up for the fifth-place finisher tonight. All Steel Buildings out of Gibsonton, Florida. Got to thank them guys a lot.
Just talking with the management team from All Steel Buildings, they said they wanted to be fifth spot. They wanted one of the working guys, one of the grunts. So, once again, our thanks go out to all the employees and family and friends from All Steel Buildings. Got a little bit of problem. Got one that won't fire off here. See what we can do. We can't have the push truck complete 60 laps, but looks like Roger Krause is going to be a did not start on the night. They just shoved him out of the turn one exit gate, so
check, 1-2.
So the field getting into their four-wide formation here tonight. Rick Angie is look at this sight of late models for you, ladies and gentlemen. Here at the Clay by the Bay, East Bay Raceway Park, here's the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series and the National Late Model Series.
One of the most awesome sights in motorsports, the four-wide salute to fans as they head down the backstretch. East Bay Raceway Park, get up on your feet. You wanted the best, four abreast, the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series and the National Late Model Series.
So the sea of colors now will fall back into a side-by-side formation. You'll see Sean Smith cycle towards the tail of the field tonight.
Wow, Joe Terry, man, what an awesome field of race cars we've got getting ready to go for 60 laps here. Sean Smith with a possible chance to walk home with $8,000 tonight.
The 2008 champion will be decided for the National Late Model Sportsman Series and the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series right here at East Bay Raceway Park as we put the lid on the 2008 season. And there goes Sean Smith. Field bypasses him.
Joe, want to remind everybody listening on Real Racing USA, November 22nd, going to be the awards banquet at the Peacock. Or at the Peacock. I've been saying that name all day. The Peabody in Orlando. If you are interested, there is information on the website.
No turkeys there or peacocks, just ducks.
Just ducks. And you see the 17SS of Sean Smith tagging the tail end of the field. He's going to have a long road to hoe as he tries to make his way towards the front. Don't forget it, the non-members championship, Darrell Padgett, Patrick Williams, and Barrington Cameron all in on that one.
Well, Rick, before we go green flag, I know you guys have had some good sponsors all year long. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to before we drop the green?
Race Car Engineering, of course, Southern Style Motorsports, Bruce's Signs. Here we go. Julian Mullis, green flag in hand. We're underway at East Bay Raceway Park. Patrick Williams will lead the pack down into turn number one. Tyler Ivey on the outside now battling back. Here comes the 42 of Marshall Austin.
Marshall Austin took a look to the inside there, but oh my. Here comes the 78, and it's Nosbitch working the outside lane in turn number four. And it'll be Doughboy after once around.
Keith Nosbitch now up to the third position. He's looking on the inside of Tyler Ivey. Got a couple of them on the front stretch wall.
David Clegg involved, heavy damage to the left rear of the 07. Travis Varnador spinning to try to avoid this situation. And there, of course, is Jack Nosbitt into Tommy's towing number 12. Stalled out right there underneath the flag stand. So there's Varnador able to get away. Now, no contact for the L. Miller Auto and Truck Repair sponsored 41 for young Travis Varnador. He looks like he's going to be all right.
We'll have to wait to see what official timing and scoring says, but I had Showtime Sean Smith improving by four spots coming out of turn four.
Wow, and that's one lap, you guys.
One lap.
So
David Clegg, you guys, I mean, heavy damage here. You see this thing has just bent up. After working so hard, I talked to David after he won that Conti. He said, man, it's been so long since I missed a race. It was so important for me to race my way in, and he did. And here is Clegg now, the driver pulling, making his way out of the 07. Here's Nosbitt trying to get a little help on the front of the 12 car. They're going to yank off the hood.
Looks like suspension damage on the right front of the number 12 of Jackie Nosbitt. Is that right front sitting low on the racetrack? So, early action right here at the Clay by the Bay, East Bay Raceway Park. One lap in the books. 38 of Patrick Williams is your leader. Tyler Ivey in the 47 is second. Keith Nosbitt in the 101 up to the third position.
King Concordia in the 78, settling back into that fourth spot, just getting a feel for the Clay. The young man we didn't talk a whole lot about, but ran very well early in the night, the 42 of Marshall Austin, currently sitting fifth. Adam Biedenball in the 26 machine, hanging out in the sixth spot. His brother Clay back there in seventh. The kid from Versailles, Indiana, Ryan Bernhardt in eighth. Field being given the red flag so we can clear the carnage on the front stretch. The sod father not having a good start to his outing at East Bay.
And, you know, I went back there. He was actually loaning Bo Allen some springs, you know, before this thing got going. I mean, they were just thrashing, helping people out. And now, of course, you know, David was, you know, never shows a whole lot of emotion. Nonetheless, you could tell he was excited. I mean, if you know him a while, you know how he is. But he was certainly, you know, definitely relieved, if anything, to be able to make this program here tonight. And now, after only once around, that thing will be pulled back into the work area.
Looking to see once they pull it off the wall here in the front stretch to see exactly what the damage on the 07 is.
It's pretty heavy front end component damage there. You see wheels kind of turning to the left. He certainly got suspension damage to the right front of the 07. Cosmetically doesn't look that bad.
Now, when you bounce it two or three times down the front stretch wall here coming out of turn four, you're going to hurt something. Just trying to give some of the Sodfather fans listening on the internet complete race coverage, but I think tonight's going to be an early night for the 07 as well as the 12.
Yeah, that rocket's going to get yanked off the racetrack as well. That's the number 12 of Jackie Nosbitt. The Adams Auto Parts, Tommy's Towing, number 12, will be assisted off the racetrack. The red should surrender to the caution, and we should be back underway here in just a moment.
Pace America is the proud sponsor of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series Rookie of the Year, and that'll be Josh Peacock. United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series is proud to have Pace America as one of the largest manufacturers and by far the number one brand name of enclosed cargo and auto trailers in the world. Let Pace America be your new custom trailer. So the field rolling back underway with one lap in the books, and tonight's 60 lap, $5,000 to win feature event. And you're right, Terry. Four positions up for the 17SS of Sean Smith.
So, and, Joe, before you go there, here at East Bay, they don't do Delaware. They don't do Dixie.
They do
Ybor City double file restarts.
Gotcha. Not even a Daytona.
Not even a Daytona.
All right. Ybor City.
Ybor City. You need to get out more. We'll have to take you to Ybor City.
I guess I do, man. Please do. And not for cigars.
But it's going to be the Doughboy, Patrick Williams, with Scott Thompson riding shotgun. Out front, pacing this field, Miss Martha's got to be on the edge of her seat. Could they end the season for the United Dirt Late Models with a win in the 38 machine? Right now, he's got the number one spot. Can he hold it for 59 more laps?
Already picking up a win at Volusia Speedway Park earlier in the season. A very emotional win in that number 38. And tonight, significance, of course, with Scott Thompson's career here at East Bay Raceway Park and all of his achievements here as well as over on the East Coast at Volusia. You know he's riding shotgun, like you said, Terry, right there with Doughboy.
Julian Mullis will show the field the one-to-go sign this time by.
Well, you've got youth and experience in that first full row. You got the Terror of Tallahassee or the Tallahassee Terror, however you want to say it, on the inside. And then you've got the man that has won over 500 feature events in the 101, Keith Nisbet. Now, that's the one they call the catfish.
Yes, indeed. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, all by himself, choosing the bottom lane now. On the restart, in the number 38, it's Patrick Williams. Tyler Ivey gives chase back from the second spot. Here comes Nisbet now to the outside in turn number one.
Keith Nisbet dives down low on the inside of the 38 of Patrick Williams. Takes over the top spot, the 47 to Tyler Ivey, back to third.
Tell you what, man, just surged to the spot right there, Rick, no problem at all. And now he looks to separate himself from Williams down through turn number one. Tyler Ivey still giving chase back in third. Fourth, it's King Kong Cordy. Fifth spot's Marshall Austin. But here comes company, Beaton Baugh, trying to bring along his brother with him through turn number three.
Bernhardt in the B69 now on the inside of Clay Beatenbaugh. He'll take over that spot. We got a challenge for that third position. Cordy in the number 78 takes over on the 47 of Tyler Ivey.
Guys, I've been keeping an eye on the 17SS. He's given back a couple of those spots that he gained. He had problems down in turn three. Sean Smith may be rethinking giving up that front row spot, but it's too late now.
He gets in the inside of the 71 of Bo Allen. Got a sight set on the 41 of Travis Varnador as he tries to make his way back up the field. But that 101 of Nisbet now starting to pull away from the 38 of Patrick Williams.
I'll tell you what, Sean Smith's got a lot of work to do now as he trying to choose his line, scratches his head, looking for the best way around young Travis Varnador. He will successfully pull alongside the number 41 car. Now he'll give Doug Horton a challenge over in turn number three.
They all better hurry up because here comes your leader. Started on the outside of row number three, the 101 of Keith Nisbet's already lapping back markers. Sean's not that far in front of him, so he better hurry up or he's going to go a lap down.
Trying to get around the number 11 of Horton and the 32 of Cobb as he comes out of down into turn number three. Got his sight set high as he comes out of turn number four. Not getting it done this time by, but he gets around the 41 of Varnador.
Three wide back there towards the tail of the pack with Doug Horton in that number 11 car. Brandon Cameron able to escape that exchange. And Sean Smith still right there looking for a way around. Can't quite clear the slow traffic in turn four.
One of the other stories on the racetrack, the current point leader, Johnny Collins, is only one spot in front of the challenger, Mark Whitener. Whitener's got to finish 11 spots in front of him, but Whitener has closed the gap. Whitener looking on the inside right now. Peacock on the inside of the locomotive. Whitener trying to follow him through. We'll follow that story as the night goes on. But meanwhile, up front, it's the 101 of Keith Nisbet.
Nisbet dives it down low on the inside of the P1 of Wallace Peacock. He'll go a lap down as they go down into turn number three. Coming up on the 41 of Varnador to the 32 of Phillip Cobb. Sean Smith still has his hands full with the 11 of Doug Horton and 22 of Brandon Cameron.
Couple
now
of more.
Sean works the inside of the number 11 car.
Couple of more cars looking to fall into the clutches of Nisbet now in turn number three. It is indeed Varnador, the next victim. And then further on ahead, it'll be Phil Cobb. Still can't quite clear him. This has enabled Patrick Williams to gain a little more ground. But he's got two lap cars by way of the number 78 and the one separating him from the leader.
Cordy in that number 78 now up into the second position, trying to close in on the 101 of Nisbet, doing a pretty good job of it. 38 of Williams back to that third spot. Then it's Adam Beatenball, Tyler Ivey, and the 42 of Marshall Austin with the 71 of Bo Allen on the outside of Austin.
Right now your leader in heavy lap traffic. He's going to split the difference, go right between them.
Yeah, you saw him. I mean, he had no problem right there. I mean, you got to throw caution to the wind right there and just do what you have to and hang it out. And he definitely did that as he moved around Phil Cobb, made it look easy. Now he's going to have to really work to get around Adam Beaton or Brandon Cameron in that number 22 car. Meanwhile, one car slowing now into turn three.
Ryan Bernhardt in the B69 is slow on the racetrack. We've just been told by race control, 17SS of Sean Smith is the fastest car on the racetrack. Caution flag on the speedway.
And that is indeed going to be for Bernhardt as he limps it through turn number four. Looked like he was actually going to stop, and it's the right rear down on the number 59.
Right now, the 17SS of Sean Smith is wanting to put Ryan Burkhart on his Christmas card list. And Joe, what'd you say, the all-tell, all-friends call corner?
Well, you
want to
keep him in definitely the all-tell circle of friends here tonight. There is no doubt about it.
You had the leader, the 101 of Keith Nisbet, right on the back deck lid of the Orange 17 before that caution came out.
Yeah, this is what he really needed. This will give everybody a chance to kind of restack, and we'll kind of cycle back around here. But, yeah, Nisbet, I mean, this guy is the class of the field tonight. He has served notice early on tonight that he is the man to beat. How about Cordy, though? Cordy was able to bypass Patrick Williams a couple of laps ago, hold on to that second spot. Williams doing what he can as he holds on to third. And then, of course, fourth, Adam Biedenbaugh. Fifth spot will go to the 47 of Tyler Ivey.
As we look further back in the field, been keeping an eye on the points battle, seeing what race control is going to do. It looks like the locomotive is going to be right in front of the Magic Man. They're mired in mid-pack, but that is the $10,000 position right there.
Yeah.
If the Magic Man wants that $10,000 check, he's got to improve 11 spots from where he's at.
Yep. Pair of fives right there is going to be 10th and 11th right there. 10th and 11th starting spots for Collins and Mark Whitener. Both of these drivers driving for the same guy at one time.
They were never teammates,
no.
But they had the same car owner.
Exactly right.
So they both hail from the northeast corner of Florida, one from Middleburg, one from Jacksonville. I won't say there's no love lost between them, yeah. But they are definitely fierce competitors, so...
Yeah, nobody's text messaging each other in that little group, that's for sure.
15 laps in the books. It's the 101 of Keith Nisbet, your leader. Randy Cordy in the 78. Now, I'll tell you what, that 78, I've been watching him. He looks pretty smooth out there on the racetrack. On the outside of Cordy, it's the number 38 of Patrick Williams. Adam Biedenbaugh in the 26. The 47 of Tyler Ivey will round out your top five.
Carlton Jackson waving furiously to somebody, something, not sure. What the veteran driver from Tallahassee is trying to say. Oh, looks like he's done. Looks like the wily one from the state capitol has an issue with the brightly colored number 37.
Ladies and gentlemen, getting back ready to get back underway here tonight. The gates will open at turn number four. Here is the flood of colors now back underway. Nisbet on the break down through turn number one, opening up about a two-car length advantage, but it's King Kong Cordy trying to hold off the high side challenge from Doughboy. Here's Williams buried under the back bumper of King Kong in turn three.
Right now your leader's coming out of turn four. It's still Nisbet, King Kong Cordy. I keep wanting to call it Scott Thompson, but it's Patrick Williams in the 38. Tyler Ivey and Adam Biedenbaugh battling down the backstretch. Here comes Clay Biedenbaugh. Clay wants to play a little bit. Your leader once again, the 101, stretching it out to about a four-car length lead.
Adam Biedenbaugh in that 26 now, catching the tail end of the number 38 of Patrick Williams as they come out of turn number two. Tyler Ivey behind him in the fifth spot. Battle for that sixth position. Clay Biedenbaugh on the outside of the 42 of Marshall Austin with the 00 of Russell Brown right there. Side by side racing with the 21 of Josh Peacock and the 5 of Johnny Collins. Look at the 17SS of Sean Smith. Sean Smith up to the 11th position, working on the outside of the 5 of the locomotive of Johnny Collins and the Magic Man, Mark Whitener.
Ready to go to work now as he rolls the dice, and it will indeed come up a pair of fives over in turn number 3. Here comes showtime. Sean Smith now, toe-to-toe with two of the best dirt racers in Florida. He'll successfully bypass Whitener. Now he goes to work on Collins. But Collins now, with other ideas. He's working alongside Peacock in turn number 3.
Josh Peacock in that 21P, able to get around the pair of fives, but he's been stalled out right there. Right now, the 17, that's the lane he's decided to go with. On the high side,
We're not forgetting your leader. Your leader's still the 101 of Nosbitch, but him and King Kong Cordy kind of checked out. The battle is mid-pack. They are side by side by side. Here comes Sean Smith. Move him into the top 10, gentlemen.
Big battle for that third position with Patrick Williams in the 38. Now the 42 of Marshall Austin goes around the outside. The 26 of Adam Biedenball right there with the 47 of Tyler Ivey.
And I'll tell you what, he is giving the Doughboy all he can handle. Rick Angie's over in turn number four. Marshall Austin about as good as you can get here. And Doughboy can't do anything with him. Austin now just soldiers on through turn two.
17 SSS Sean Smith marching through the field now. His next competitor, double zero of Russell Brown. Down the backstretch he goes. He's looking for getting into that top five as they go into three. Slides it way up high, coming out of turn number four. And Sean Smith will get the position on the double zero of Russell Brown.
Move him into the eighth spot, the 17 SS. He's looking for an extra $3,000, but he's got seven tough competitors in front of him, and some of them are racing too wide. That's going to be Adam Biedenball putting Patrick Williams back another spot. Meanwhile, all the way up front, your leader has caught lap traffic. Jillian's giving him the move over flag. That's going to be Philip Cobb. We've got one back around, the 46 machine of Darrell Padgett. Darrell Padgett loops it around in turn two. Caution on the speedway. We were talking about Padgett earlier tonight, driving into Wells Farms machine, the number 46P. Not sure exactly what happened there in turn two. He's able to get it refired.
So perhaps a little contact there with Doug Horton in that number 11. We'll see what happens. Nonetheless, I'll tell you, he's able to get back underway. Here comes Bo Allen in the number 71. But I'll tell you, you guys, it has been all Keith Nosbitch. He has just brought the field to their knees tonight.
Yeah, but everybody out there watching the 17 SS of Sean Smith. Sean up to the eighth position after starting in the rear of this field. Keith Nosbitch looked like he was going to drive away with this and had a half a track lead on him, but now it closes it all up, starts it all over again.
This definitely playing into the hands of the young man in that 17 SS. But I'll tell you what, you've got a wily veteran behind the wheel of that 101. We saw it last week in the little bull ring down in Clewiston. When you thought he was done, when he had the bad luck getting behind the lapper and Sean being able to get around him, Rick, you saw it coming. Same place that he got past is where he retook the lead. The man is good. He's smooth. This thing's far from over. With 25 in, 35 left to go.
Still, anybody's race out there on the track. The 101 of Nosbitch is your leader. Randy Cordy in the 78 in the second spot. The 42 of Marshall Austin is third. Adam Biedenbaugh in the 26. The 38 of Patrick Williams. Tyler Ivey in the 47. The 6 of Clay Biedenbaugh. Sean Smith in the 17. A double zero of Russell Brown.
Then it's Johnny Collins making up the 10th spot in the number 5 car. Josh Peacock back in 11th. 12th will be Mark Whitener in his number 5. 13th spot will go to Doug Horton. 15th, Brandon Cameron. Darrell Padgett queued up back there around the 16th position as we prepare for the restart here tonight. It is all Catfish Keith Nosbitch and Doug, or the number 78 of Randy Cordy in the second spot. Here we go.
The green flag waves were back underway, and Nosbitch shot out of a cannon down into turn number one. Randy Cordy on the inside of the 42 of Marshall Austin. Austin now battles back on the outside as they head down the backstretch.
I'll tell you what, you guys, Marshall Austin getting better here tonight. He likes these short green flag little runs here, able to gain some ground on the leader. Successfully now, he'll slip past the 78. Here comes Cordy to answer back to the inside.
Cordy's not done with that one yet. He says, Marshall, give me some room on the bottom. I'm coming through. You might call Keith a catfish, but King Kong Cordy right down around the nub. But Nosbitch back out to a comfortable 5-car length lead as we look back through the field. They're still double wide, and that 17 SS still working his way on up.
Adam Biedenball take the position from the 38 of Patrick Williams. Clay Biedenball right behind Williams. Here comes Sean Smith looking on the inside. They touch over in turn number four with the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Johnny Collins behind the 17 of Smith with Mark Whitener right there, and then Doug Horton in the number 11.
That is all for the eighth position back there for Sean Smith.
Adam.
Biedenbaugh with problems, and he swings down to the bottom of the racetrack in the number 26 car. Problems for Adam Biedenbaugh here on lap number 29.
Sean Smith will get around the number 47 of Tyler Ivey. Next in his sights, the number 38 of Patrick Williams.
Riding in that sixth spot, Rick. I was trying to show you some fingers up there.
As the field comes to the halfway. Halfway down, and Sean has moved it into the sixth position. Keith Nisbet still showing the way, but you've got a battle for second spot. Randy Cordy going to go on the high side trying to get around Marshall. Marshall Austin fighting back at the line. It's going to be Cordy by inches.
Yeah, Cordy trying to wrestle that spot away from Austin. Austin's been good all night. All of this enables Keith Nosbitt to pull away that much farther, continuing to separate himself from that second spot battle.
Sean Smith around the 38 of Patrick Williams moves into the top five, coming down on the number six of Clay Biedenbaugh. That battle for the second position, though, really hot and heavy. Caution flag on the speedway. The five of Mark Whitener. The five of Mark Whitener goes around in turn number four.
Yeah, he just backed it right down there, and that car is no doubt stuck right there as he's mired down in turn number four. Mark had fallen back to around the 12th position. Heck, things got a little bit worse for him on this green flag run, and Mark Whitener with problems in the United Land Clearing Jayco drywall number five.
As you guys were calling that, I was watching the battle for second. Randy Cordy is actually glad the caution came out because he jumped the berm. He is way up on the high side. Marshall Austin able to pull away. Clay Biedenbaugh looking on the inside when the caution came out. Saved King Kong a couple of spots, but I'll tell you what, those two were lap after lap for about four laps side by side. So you can't say that the top or the bottom is slower. We were talking about Nosbitt's liking it, but they weren't losing much ground to the leader.
Yeah, Marshall Austin Jr., let me tell you, man, he is in a great position here tonight. Now, you know, hard to say if they've got anything for Nosbitt. I mean, he just is the class of the field tonight. There is no doubt. I mean, this guy is the best of the best at this racetrack tonight. Nonetheless, he is certainly a top two race car. I mean, he's right there in the second spot. Randy Cordy, like you said, the cagey veteran, you know, he's not going to push the envelope. I mean, we're just past the halfway point here tonight. Still got a lot of laps to go. Got to give it also to Clay Biedenbaugh, running pretty strong in that fourth position. But lurking around and making his way into the top five tonight, it is Sean Smith in that number 17. Doughboy Patrick Williams has slipped out of the top five back into the sixth position. And at working seventh, it's going to be Johnny Collins. Eighth, of course, that's Doug Horton in the Nosbitt-owned number 11 car. Then it's Tyler Ivey and Josh Peacock or Russell Brown Jr.
You know, Joe and Terry, it's hard to believe that not just about 20 laps ago, Sean Smith was in trouble, going to go a lap down to the 101 of Nosbitt, and now he's battled his way back up to that fifth position.
Rick, we talk about this being the inaugural season of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, but there was the beginnings of this series last year, and the champion happened to drive the Orange 17.
That's right, the plain Orange 17 SS. That's where he garnered the name Showtime Sean Smith down there at Hendry County Speedway, and, yeah, that's where it all started, right down there at that little racetrack where we were at last week in Clewiston.
So, you know, they – a lot of times when you meet some of these race car drivers, you shake their hand. It's kind of a almost a limp, non-muscle type. Sean's not that way. Sean's going to try to rip your hand off when he says hello. He's got a smile on his face. He just lives to get behind the wheel of that race car, as many of these guys do. But I kind of like what Sean's done. I mean, this does not surprise me that he was the first one to say, you know what, I'll go back to the back, and oh, by the way, I want cash, not a check, when I take your money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys, Mark Whitener was successfully able to be assisted off the turn four area, and he will stack himself and cue himself up back in the field here tonight. So that's the good news. Appears to have no damage whatsoever on that number five.
Julia Mullis will show the field the one-to-go sign. They'll line back up in that Ebor start right here at East Bay Raceway Park. Once again, I want to thank all the fans out there on RealRacingUSA.com listening live over the Internet. Don't forget, in 2009, we're coming out back bigger and better with all the broadcasts of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series.
Julian the Drill Sergeant, he's got his recruits now all stacked up, ready for the final march here tonight at East Bay Raceway Park. It is Keith Nosbitt, the 42 of Marshall Osmond, little sloppy up front. They're going to wave it off and restack the field.
Not sure what was going on with the 78. He was not coming up, filling that outside row. And I'll tell you what, you leave that hole open long enough, somebody will come up there and fill it. So, well, we've got him restacked and ready to crack once again.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I like that, wasting no time here at East Bay. When you can go green, you go green, and that's what it's all about here, no doubt about it. Once again, Julian taking a look at the field, a good lineup, everybody in lockstep formation with the exception of the leader, Nosbitch. However, he'll pull the trigger in turn four. We're back underway.
Nosbitch leads the pack down into turn number one. Cordy on the outside. Here comes the 17SS of Sean Smith. Sean Smith up to the fourth position. Looking on the inside now, the 42 of Marshall Austin right on his back bumper as they come out of turn number four. Nosbitch leads the way out of turn number four. Austin in the second spot. Cordy now moves up into the second. Austin in that fourth position.
Nosbitch going to lead Cordy down the backstretch. Marshall Austin slips just ever so slightly. Sean Smith able to close the door. Here comes the gunslinger, Clay Biedenbaugh, down on the bottom, trying to put Sean Smith back one more spot. Up front, it's still the 101. We sound like a broken record, or maybe a scratch CD nowadays, not sure what, but it's still the 101 of Nosbitch out front.
Sean Smith still reaching for the high fruit off the tree in turn number three. No problem at all for him. Here he is, mounts the charge alongside the gunslinger, but Clay Biedenbaugh is able to hold him off into turn number one.
They're still side by side as they enter turn number two now. Clay Biedenbaugh on the outside. He'll take over that fourth position from the 17 of Smith, but Smith battles back on the outside. Nosbitch leads the way out of turn number four. Cordy in the second position. Austin is third. Biedenbaugh fourth, and Sean Smith your fifth place car.
With 36 of the 60 laps complete, Nosbitch looking unchallenged. King Kong Cordy still in second, but I'll tell you what, Joe, you look back in the pack, and these guys are fighting for pride as well as $100 bills. They are side by side way back into the pack.
That is from sixth place all the way to the tail, Terry Caton, and you are exactly right. Racing for more than just money or a finish, of course, racing for pride. Johnny Collins finds himself coming up a bit short here tonight. Now he'll go to work on Doughboy Patrick Williams in turn number four. All of that for sixth spot now.
Johnny Collins on the inside of the number 38 of Williams as they enter turn number one. They'll be side by side. Williams will take the spot back. Coming out of turn number two, down the back stretch they go. Behind Collins, it's the 11 of Horton, the 46 of Padgett, the 00 of Russell Brown, the 21B of Josh Peacock.
As we come to 20 to go, 40 complete, 20 left. Checking on the championship battle, Johnny Collins still with a commanding lead over Whitener. Whitener having the problems in turn four and not quite recovering from it. So Collins just maintaining that. But right now, Sean Smith, he's trying to gain that $3,000 and hold on to that third spot in the points.
The leader, Nosbitch, no problem at all here tonight. He will indeed encounter Carlton Jackson very, very shortly. Carlton Jackson will be the next victim for the leader, Keith Nosbitch. Not worrying about the second spot. Randy Cordy back in third now. That is Marshall Austin with the lap car of Bo Allen separating him in turn number three.
17SS of Sean Smith letting it all hang out now as he closes in on that third position, the 42 of Marshall Austin. Sean Smith down into one. Marshall Austin leads the way out of turn number two down the backstretch. Randy Cordy still solid in that second position, but up front on cruise control, the 101, the catfish, Keith Nosbitch.
Once again, drawing ever so closer now to Carlton Jackson. Almost makes contact with him. Jackson is right there, going to make Nosbitch race around him and earn every inch around this racetrack. He'll take a topside exit in turn number four.
Keith Nosbitch having visions of last week running into a slower car out of turn two. This week, didn't think twice about it, just went to the high side, motored on around him. King Kong Cordy now trying to get around the 37 of Carlton Jackson as your leaders working on the next victim is going to be the P1 of Peacock and the 22 of Brandon Cameron. They're side by side in front of your leader.
Johnny Collins in that number five now starting to turn it on as he closes in on your fifth place car, the number six of Clay Biedenbaugh. Biedenbaugh looks like he's got his hands full as he comes out of turn number two and heads down the backstretch. Nosbitch coming up on the lap cars, the P1 of Wallace Peacock and the 22 of Brandon Cameron.
They got the racetrack blocked for him. He's going to have to make a decision here. He'll scratch his head and look for a way around. They are side by side now. Leader is right there. Here comes Cordy carving into the lead now in turn four.
This is one of those where these two guys are racing for position. They're not going to yield to your leader. So here they go. Here he's going to split them. He makes contact with the 22 of Cameron. No harm, no foul. Caution on the speedway.
Now we take a look at the racetrack. No, oh, there is the obvious problem. It's Darrell Padgett. He has made contact with another car over on the backstretch just outside of turn number two. So Darrell Padgett with problems. And that could be the... Not one of the fives. Could be the 26 of Biedenbaugh if he's still out there.
Padgett was contending for the non-members point championship, so his continued trials and tribulations on the racetrack making it just a little bit easier for Doughboy Patrick Williams to pick up that non-members championship lead. Right now, Doughboy going to have about a 50-point lead over Darrell Padgett in the non-members point championship.
So Travis Varnador involved in the L. Miller, sponsored number 41 car, a young man out of Tampa, Florida, the East Bay Raceway Park sponsored machine. Travis Varnador, the Varnador Motorsports machine involved with Darrell Padgett.
13 laps remaining in this 60-lap feature. Keith Nosbitt pretty much had it his way.
Well, you know, you look at things, Terry, and it's really not that bad for him. He was really starting to mire himself in that lap traffic. You know, he was having a problem. That enabled Randy Cordy to gain ground on him. And, you know, now that we restack the field, it'll be all clear in front of him. Nonetheless, can Cordy get better on these restarts?
Every time you take these 500 to 600 horsepower engines up and down through that RPM, though, cycle, Joe, I mean, anything can happen. We saw it last week. The professor, Ivan Ant Lloyd, never breaks a motor. Allegedly, rumor had it, broke a crankshaft.
Wow.
So you just don't know. Right here, you got $5,000 on the line, the last race. This is for a points position for Keith Nosbitt. Is he going to end up third or not? So with 13 laps to go, Julian says one more time around, and then we're going to drop the green rag.
Still keeping an eye peeled on that segment, Fire Sprinklers, number 17SS. You know, if he finished right there, I tell you, he'd be pretty darn happy. Not as happy as he would be, but what an accomplishment tonight. To claw your way through this field of 24 cars, and now on the 13-lap-to-go restart, you will restart in the fourth position. He'll have Clay Biedenbaugh alongside to kind of give him all he can handle, but still must clear the 78 of Cordy, the 42 of Marshall Austin, and the 101 of Keith Nosbitt. Here we go.
At the cone in turn number four, Julian waves the green flag. We're back underway. And once again, shotgun start for that 101 of Keith Nosbitt. Randy Cordy not far behind, but losing ground now as they head down the backstretch. Drag race with the 42 of Marshall Austin on the outside of the 78. 78 got that low line. Here comes the 17SS of Sean Smith.
That pesky number 42 of Marshall Austin Jr. been there all night long. We're getting down to the money laps, and he's in second spot, setting his gun sights on the 101, the Miller Lite sponsored machine of Keith Nosbitt. Does Marshall Austin Jr. have anything for him, Joe?
Try not to let him get out of sight this time. They're all trying to pin him down with their thumb. But Nosbitt is a bit too strong and big problems in turn four. It's Patrick Williams. Peacock was able to get around successfully in the 21. It's the 38 of Patrick Williams here. Another caution and now a single file restart within 10 laps to go.
Oh, that Miller Lite Bubba the Love Sponge sponsored 101 of the Catfish, Keith Nosbitt. Man, I'll tell you what, Joe, that car looks like it's on cruise control. He's really enjoying this racetrack. And I got to say, the racetrack really looking good, blacking down just a little bit. These cars getting plenty of bite out there.
Here is Williams. Now, obviously, no major damage to the Rick Bliss Construction sponsored number 38 car. So that's the good news. But, man, what a tough one for him here tonight. There's the damage to the left side. Certainly some cosmetic damage to the number 38.
The Pace American Rookie of the Year for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, the 21P of Josh Peacock, exits the speedway over there in turn number one.
Joe,
I was going to say, Joe, on that last restart, you had Sean Smith and Clay Biedenbaugh restarting side by side. Now, I'm not much of a superstitious guy, but that was two redheads starting next to one another. So I was waiting to see what happened, but
you're right about that.
They were able to get off clean, and here he is. He's sitting fourth. The 17SS still got a legitimate shot at taking home an extra $3,000. Mr. Ken Kenny was just in our ear. I'm not sure whether he was counting money or not, but he's walked off now. But I guarantee you, Ken would be proud to pay that man the extra $3,000. He has come a long way from racing down in South Florida to this point in his career, Rick.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, Sean Smith, a class act, and all the race car drivers out there, and they're all class acts out there. But Sean Smith, you know, almost an independent driver out there, has traveled around with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, really looking good. Now he's put some of that wrap on that 17SS, no more the plain orange car looking good. Up front, Nosbusch is your leader. Marshall Austin in the second position. Randy Cordy is third. Sean Smith. And the double zero of Russell Brown.
Yeah, they're going to go back into the Dover double file restart as we are one lap shy of 10 laps to go, where we will go with a single file restart. So it's going to be Nosbitch once again, a solo run up front. Marshall Austin restarting in that second spot. Third, Randy Cordy. And fourth, Sean Smith rounding out the top five. That'll be the double zero of Russell Brown Jr.
And I got to give a shout out, too. You were talking about independent racers. They don't get much more independent than Russell Brown.
That's right.
Him and his father been in this game for a long, long time. They're chassis builders out of Valdosta, Georgia. That is a house chassis. That's the house car. Russell Brown teamed up with Lonnie and Sherry Roberts to go racing this year. But I'll tell you what, that kid has earned that fifth spot. So keep your eye on the gambler out of Valdosta, Russell Brown Jr., with 11 laps left to settle this one.
And a very well-respected chassis right there, if I might add that. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, with only 11 laps to go. We're back underway.
Once again, it'll be Keith Nosbusch flying under the flag stand. Randy Cordy on the outside of the 42 of Marshall Austin. Up on the berm over the 17SS of Sean Smith. Smith going to lose a couple positions now as the 5 of Johnny Collins works on the inside.
We got the fire stoked in the locomotive. Here comes Johnny Collins on the inside. You've got a pass for the lead. King Kong Randy Cordy with 10 laps to go goes around on the high side.
Randy Cordy slipped on the outside and came right in the back door and surprised Nosbitch in a big way. Now with 10 laps to go, it is Cordy leading. Nosbitch in the second spot, side by side, back for third.
Looks like Randy Cordy was saving that one out. We got a big pileup over in turn number four, the 46 of Padgett. Bo Allen to 71. And looks like the 37 of Jackson.
This was Bo Allen in more trouble tonight, Terry, for Darrell Padgett. Man, very uncharacteristic for the Wells Brothers Ford, there's no doubt.
First time running with either one of these series. Joe, you've seen it over the years. We've seen a lot of big names come down from running that unlimited horsepower, coming into these steel block motors, and just not being able to handle it. But is this a sign of the times? Randy Cordy does a lot of crate motor racing. So,
you know, I think you could transfer that to this series. I mean, with the engine package and the gear packages here, certainly at East Bay Raceway Park. I mean, we all know it's not a motor racetrack. This is a handling racetrack, short shoots. I mean, it's how you can get through the corners. And what can you say? I mean, he has been absolutely flawless tonight. I will tell you, I'm surprised he did move around Nosbitch. It's almost as if the catfish was kind of snoozing on the bottom.
You know, with the 46 of Darrell Padgett getting involved in that, he's off the racetrack now, so it looks like the 38 of Doughboy Patrick Williams will win that non-members championship, but still 9 laps left to go. So, Joe, I'm not sure what Randy Cordy was saving through the end of this race, but it sure is working now as he's out front in front of the 101 of Nosbitch.
King Kong ready to pick up a bus and throw it back down, and he's going to do it in turn number 4. Here comes Cordy now. Cordy, Nosbitch, and the 42 of Marshall Austin Jr.
17SS of Sean Smith slides that 17 car up into the top 5 one more time. Nosbitch now looks like he's got his hands full as he goes down into one. Cordy way up high. Here comes the catfish. Cordy and the catfish almost made contact coming out of turn number 4, but it's Randy Cordy still leading the way.
King Kong stepped on the catfish. The catfish way up high out of turn two. Cordy now with an 8-car length lead. Here comes the gambler, Russell Brown Jr., moving into second. Marshall Austin on the outside. Meanwhile, Cordy is scooting away as they come to 7 to go.
Big problems for Nosbitch. That car is going away on him, guys, and you are witnessing it. He can barely keep it straight in turn number two. He has now fallen all the way back to the fifth spot, trying to salvage a top five through turn number four. It's still Cordy, Marshall Austin in second, and Russell Brown Jr. third.
In the fourth spot, the 17 of Sean Smith, the 101 of Nosbitch, the 11 of Doug Horton now feeling the heat from the 5 of Johnny Collins.
Doug Horton on his way as he tries to march through the field. Meanwhile, Sean Smith with his own handling problems. He's back there with Nosbitch. Both of these cars really having a tough time keeping them straight. Sean Smith makes contact with Russell Brown.
Four laps to go as your leader comes to the flag stand, this time by Sean Smith, exacting a little bit of revenge on Russell Brown. Not sure if that was a smart move this late in the race, but here we go.
And Nosbitch has just lost it all, you guys. I mean, this thing has gone completely away from him, doing what he can. As a matter of fact, you do not want to be around this 101 car. Trying to move around the number five with only three laps remaining. It's still Randy King Kong Cordy. He will throw the banana peel out the window at Bo Allen in turn three.
King Kong Cordy got a straightaway link lead over the second place of Marshall Austin, the 42. Sean Smith able to move around Russell Brown Jr. No, nothing doing. Three wide as they come out of four. You said it earlier, the number 11 machine. Horton moving up into third. Here we come to the white flag. Randy Cordy, one more lap around the clay by the bay, and he's going to be $5,000 richer in his first ever foray into the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, the National Late Model Challenge. Out of turn three, in traffic, coming to the checkered flag, give it to the King Kong Cordy.
Randy Cordy, a full straightaway lead. Now, finally, Marshall Austin in the second spot. He'll cross the start-finish line. Back in the third spot, a great late race charge from Doug Horton in that number 11 car. Further on back, the 17 of Sean Smith, Johnny Collins, Russell Brown Jr., Nosbitch trying to salvage a top 10 tonight. Whitener in the number 5, Clay Biedenbaugh, the 47 of Tyler Ivey. Wallace Peacock in his number one effort. Brandon Cameron, Travis Varnador, Phil Cobb, and finally the 37 of Carlton Jackson. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Angie's on his way trackside to talk to tonight's winner. Out of the Lincoln State, Illinois, Randy King Kong Cordy picking up the win here tonight.
Rays fans want to remind everybody once again, tomorrow, man, is still going on. Rock and roll all weekend long here at East Bay Raceway Park. Ritual going to kick off at 1 o'clock. The gate's going to open at 12. Band's going to kick off at 1 o'clock. Leonard Skinner Tribute Band going to be here as well. And, of course, a great barbecue dinner from 1 to 3 p.m. So make sure you get out here once again, kicking it all off at noon. And the bands are going to start at 1 o'clock. Bike show going to be kicking off at the same time. So once again, make sure you get out here for that. You also want to check out East Bay Raceway Park for all the upcoming events. As we talked about earlier, coming up for our Thanksgiving event here at East Bay Raceway Park, a wheel modified action that will include both Buzzy and David Rudiman. You want to make sure you're out here for that. Right now, we're going to turn it down trackside to the United Dirt Late Model Championship track announcer, Rick Hanges.
All right, East Bay Raceway Park, put your hands together for tonight's 60-lap feature event winner, King Kong Randy Cordy. Randy, what an awesome run. Now, Keith Nosbitch looked like he had this one in hand, kind of bobbled a little bit over there, and you took advantage of it. The car really hooked up for you.
Well, I think these hard tires finally started getting going there at the end because early there I thought we was going to be in bad shape. We needed them soft tires early, but we just kind of got lucky there on that one restart.
Now, lap traffic came into play a couple of times. You guys were able to maneuver through it. But Nosbitch, I mean, he really looked like he had this one.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think I was going to run any better in second, but got lucky.
All right, Randy, congratulations. Who's some of the sponsors on this race car?
Actually, I ain't the one that can tell you that. There's a couple other guys that can tell you that. I just came down to drive it for this weekend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for King Kong Cordy. Finishing in the second position at number 42, let's hear it for Marshall Austin. Marshall, your best race with the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. Car came on strong there towards the end.
Man, it was awesome. It took it about three or four laps to start coming in on them restarts. And old Sly Cordy there saw me dive around him on the outside on that restart, and I was like, I found something here. Maybe I can get Keith. And that dog got on the outside of me and just passed me. I knew he had it won, so it was a great race. I mean, fastest car I've had in a long time.
Now, them short green flag bursts looked like they were really helping you out there.
Yeah. The right rear, it took a couple laps to come in, and then it seemed like it'd start glazing over, and I'd have to go up and run it through the mud a couple times, and that got me uneven, and so slowed me down a little bit. But I just wanted to bring it home. Second place, you know, when it's to Cordy, I guess I can take that.
All right, who's some of the sponsors on this race car?
Florida Restoration, Servpro. What? Yeah, my wife gives me a little bit of money to race on, so I'd just like to say thanks for the fans for coming out. Hope you enjoyed a good race, and thanks to my crew. I'm grateful for them. They worked their butt off, and my little girl there, she's a I got it good, you know.
No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Marshall Austin. With a solid third place finish, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Doug Horton. Doug, out there tonight.
Thanks a lot. I thank everybody for coming out. Al and Todd preparing a good racetrack. You know, this place has just always been good to me ever since 05, and we came down here for the Winter Nationals. So just take the opportunity to thank Ken Nosbisch for putting me in a good ride, and Tony Payne and all the guys that work on this thing. And, you know, Tony gave me the first opportunity to come down here last year. So, but just thanks to everybody, and you know, the sponsors on this car. It's not a full-time ride for me, so I'm not sure of all the sponsors. But thank everybody that participates, and this is a good series to be running in.
All right, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Horton. Now, let's take a little walk over here. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the 2008 champion for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series, the locomotive, Johnny Collins. Johnny, I've talked to you a lot all year long, but this has got to be the special moment.
This is what we worked for all year. You know, every one of us on this crew, we put everything we've had into it, our heart and soul, you know. There's not one person more dedicated than the other on this deal. Everything just played into place this year. You couldn't ask for races to go better, cautions to fall when they needed to throughout the year. I mean, you know, I couldn't ask for anything better.
You know, the season started a little iffy for you. It was a little tight there. But, you know, you came back, and, I mean, this car and you just melded together, and it was just one special season for you.
Well, it was. You know, I got to thank George Peels. He got me out of a bind. Of course, my family. My dad, this is his car. You know, I just man the wheel and do the best I can for everybody. And, man, it's a big family effort and a big group effort, and I thank everybody.
How special is this United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series for you?
Man, I mean, you winning a championship, there's no words for me to describe it. This is what I enjoy doing. I love it. And I'm just able to do what a lot of folks, you know, would really wish they could, and I pulled a championship off this year. But there again, it's special to me, but there's 50 head of people that it's special to.
All right, congratulations. See you at the banquet, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, the locomotive, Johnny Collins. I'm Rick Angies along with Ken Kenny and the staff and crew of the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. We hope to see you in 2009. Good night now.